Zach, is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
If I believe that that is the right thing to do for our country.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's going to be a slick and sloppy start to this morning's commute. Overnight snowfall has left the road slick, slushy, and wet. Now, we do have a couple different accidents being cleaned up. One of them northbound I-25 and I-70. The other one occurred westbound 76. This is right around Pecos. Watch out for construction crews working on University at 470. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 30s. Currently, it is 21 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Vries Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at skirentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
And welcome to the winter wonderland, Washington, D.C., snowed in and shut down. Hey, hello, everybody. It is Monday, February 8th, coming to you live from our nation's capital, which is unbelievably snowbound this morning after started that snowstorm that started the blizzard of 2010, they're calling it, started Friday morning at 11 a.m., didn't let up until Saturday evening about 5 o'clock, and leaving in its wake some, depending on where you live, 26, 28, 30 inches of snow, shutting down everything here in Washington, D.C. Everything except the Bill Press Show.
Yes. Here we are.
The Metro shut down above ground at any rate. The federal government shut down. The post office shut down. Even the Washington Post and the New York Times weren't able to deliver the paper Saturday or Sunday. But the Bill Press Show, we are here. Well, some of us are here. Peter Hogberg is still snowed in. Poor he and his family, they haven't had heat. They're out of heat Friday and Saturday and Sunday until about 6 o'clock last night. The road into their development hasn't been plowed. Their car is buried. They had to take all the food out of the refrigerator and pile it out in the snow to keep it cold. So they've had still having a rough time. Hopefully
he'll get out today. For the amount of, I looked it up on the website for the, Peter and I both live in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Yeah.
And they do the math for the amount of snow that we got, a little over 2 feet. It takes 48 to 60 hours for them to possibly reach the neighborhood side streets. So yeah. There's a chance he might not see a plow before
hopefully be able to dig out today. But Dan was able to get in, and we have Paul Woody Woodhull here answering the phones today, so the show carries on. And of course, I was able to brave the snow from all of a block and a half away.
Yeah,
so here we are. 866-55 Press is our toll free number. We're coming to you live from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. You can join the conversation at any time, 866-55-77-377. Snow wasn't the only news, of course. By the way, the president was able to get out to speak to the Democratic National Committee on Saturday, and he was able to get people into the White House last night, so they didn't shut down the White House exactly. They had a little Super Bowl party, and that was the other big news of the weekend. The Saints, and an amazing upset over the Colts, 31-17. And here was the final call.
7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Get ready to party with the Lombardi, New Orleans.
It's already started. I promise you, my friend.
There it is, the big upset. And I got to tell you, watching that game, you know, not a big sports fan, but it was pretty clear. The first quarter, I thought, oh, man, these Colts are on fire. They really came out of the gate. They were determined. They moved the ball, ended up with 10 points ahead. And then the Saints came on strong in the second quarter. They dominated the second quarter after what I thought was probably the worst halftime show I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. They were awful. As I saw someone said on Twitter last night, the Who should be called the Was. They were awful.
I thought they were terrible. And there was no energy. There was no passion, as there usually is at the halftime. But anyhow, then the Saints came out. of the locker room with that, what do they call that kick that they did?
Onside kick.
Onside kick, which was really threw everybody for a loop. And, in fact, the Colts, whoever received, picked up the ball, dropped it, and the Saints took over possession. And it was over from then on. The Saints just dominated. It was incredible. And, of course, there was as much talk, as there always is, about the ads, $3 million for each of those ads.
Goes quick.
That does go quick. I thought Bud Light really dominated the ads. Their ads were great. And then the one that may be getting the most buzz of all, an amazing surprise to see on the couch watching the Super Bowl, David Letterman, Oprah Winfrey, and Jay Leno.
This is the worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice.
He's just saying that because I'm here.
How are you going to say that because I'm here?
I can't believe they got the two of those in a room together. That is awesome.
Yeah, because Letterman and Leno notoriously have had this rivalry going back to when, you know, Leno took the job that Letterman wanted. He got the job, and they've never really liked each other. I was reading this morning that the way they did that, they had Leno. He flew to New York. He couldn't do commercial because the word would have gotten out. They flew him to New York on NBC's jet. They got Oprah and Jay Leno into the David Letterman Ed Sullivan studio there in Times Square, and they brought him in while Letterman was taping his show, so that not so many people were watching through a little side door under the marquee. And Leno had a sweatshirt on with a hood up and sunglasses and a fake mustache. And that's how they snuck him in disguise in the
unbelievable
into the theater. And Oprah was there as well. Okay, we're going to start off this hour with Rick Sanchez, hopefully. Still trying to track him down from CNN. And a little bit later, talking to Richard Wolff, a former White House correspondent for Newsweek, and who's working on a new book about the Obama administration. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Some other headlines making news. Who could possibly replace Simon Cowell on the American Idol Judges panel? Well, how about Howard Stern? Sources tell the New York Post Page 6 gossip column that the king of all media has been approached by producers because the bigwigs know he would clash with Ellen DeGeneres, and they're willing to pony up some cash to put him on board.
Well, I mean, what is it that I forget how much money Sirius paid Howard Stern to move over there. Do you think American Idol's going to be able to match that?
They paid him like $100 million, I think, for 5 years.
But he'll continue to do both, right?
Well, there's word that he might be leaving his current satellite radio broadcast. Avatar no longer king at the box office. After 7 weeks at number one, the blockbuster got bumped this weekend by Dear John, starring Channing Tatum, took in $32 million to be number one. Avatar, though, not hurting for money, obviously, $630 million. That's what they've made so far in the U.S. alone.
I was going to see Avatar yesterday, but the only theater I could get to, it was not playing there, so I didn't see it. Saw The Single Man instead, which is a beautiful job by Colin Firth, nominated for Best Actor.
Sure. And NBC News' Amy Robach had a big weekend. The Today Show news anchor turned 37 years old and got married on the same day.
Whoa.
Yeah, tied the knot with actor Andrew Shue, formerly of Melrose Place fame, at the White House at Chelsea Piers in New York. People magazine reports that rather than register for wedding gifts, the couple asked guests to give them their two favorite songs, One Dance and One Love, which they then played throughout the night at the wedding.
Amy, knew Amy well at MSNBC when I was working there. It's good for her. 14 minutes now after the hour. Just checking here on the, yes, okay. Nothing like live radio, right? So you know where you go next, right? We were hoping, and we do have one of my good friends, and I gotta tell you, I have always felt, I hate to say this while he's listening, but I have always felt the most talented people at CNN, who should have had his own primetime show a long time ago. And now he's got a great show called Rick's List, 3 to 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon, Monday through Friday. They've talked about interactive TV. This is interactive TV because it's really the viewers who basically you decide what Rick is talking about every day on the show. And joining us here on the Bill Press Show, Rick, how you been?
I am doing
fantastic. Yeah, it's not prime, but it's early fringe.
But you deserve that show. I'm really glad to see you there, man.
Well, it's cool to have a show with my name on it.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm honored that John Klein would decide to do something like that. That's fantastic.
Hey, now you're down in Atlanta, right?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm sitting next to my wife, and I'm trying to figure, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I want to know, we're shoveling snow. That's what we're doing here in Washington,
D.C. You want to know what my wife is doing right now, Bill? We're sitting on the couch this morning. She's cutting coupons. Why are you cutting coupons? I didn't know we cut coupons in this house, but there you go.
I think if John Klein were really taking care of you, your wife would not have to cut coupons anymore. No, we had 26, 28, whatever, 30 inches of snow, various parts of Washington. This city, Rick, I got to tell you, the Bill Press Show is the only thing operating in Washington, D.C. today.
I've seen the pictures, and I had a big blowout with Wolf Blitzer about this the other day. He takes this stuff so personally. I don't know if you watch. At the end of my show, I turn over to Wolf, and I say, hey, Wolf. Man, I hope you can get out of that building today. I hope, you know, I'm really concerned for you. He turns to me with these mad eyes, and he goes, what are you talking about? He says, do you know where I'm from? Do you know where I'm from?
That's right.
Says, yeah, that's right. You're from Buffalo.
Buffalo.
This is nothing. I can walk through this. You know, it's like, okay, relax, all right? You know, it's like, these Buffalo people, they're nuts.
Oh, I know. But I got to tell you, when you walk out your front door on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and you see people going by on cross-country skis, you know you've had a lot of snow.
Did you really see that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All over the place. All over the place on Capitol Hill, people on cross-country skis. So, hey, Rick, so I'm sure you were glued to the Super Bowl last night. What about the Saints? I got to ask you.
Wasn't that fantastic?
It was.
It's the first time we've had a sporting event in this country that has meant so much more than sports, and this is certainly one of them.
Yeah, it was great. You know, and you could see the Saints really had their heart into that a lot more than the Colts did. I thought was great for the Saints and the whole country.
Yeah. Well, it just transcends. It transcends sports. And for those of us who were there, hey, Bill, when I came back from New Orleans after being one of the first to cover the story, and, you know, we won.
Yeah, you were there throughout
our coverage. I was the guy who was on the air anchoring. The next day I got on a plane and went down there. And I'll just be real honest with you. I remember coming back, and my wife is sitting right here next to me, and she can vouch for me. I came back, put my head on her lap and just cried like a baby because of what I had seen. The images, I'd never in my life thought in this country I would see what I saw in New Orleans. I saw bodies floating by me.
Ooh.
I saw bodies in the middle of streets. I saw a town completely covered in water. I saw children in attics that were crying out, please come and get me. And our boat was too full and we couldn't get them.
Mm.
And we promised them that we would come back. Because if you put too many people on the boat, then everybody drowns.
Yeah.
And I remember making a mental note of where they were, but then I had to get off the boat, and I would wake up. I still would wake up in the middle of the night wondering, did somebody go back for them? Because, I'm telling you. So, look, the images of New Orleans that are seared into our minds who were there when it happened, to watch that last night, I hope they party for 9 days if they possibly can.
Yeah, damn right.
They deserve it.
I hope they're still partying this morning, and yeah, keep on going. And, of course, Rick Sanchez, our guest host of Rick's List here on CNN on The Bill Press Show. Rick, the other transcendent event, of course, of the weekend was Sarah Palin's speech to the Tea Party Saturday night. So have you been talking about the whole Tea Party convention down in Nashville, and what do you think?
Yeah, we've given it a lot of coverage. You know, there's two things to this story. First of all, we cannot underestimate the power of the American people, no matter who they are or where they come from, coming together to send a message to our elected officials. That's good. And we should be very careful not to minimize these folks when we talk about them in the same way that oftentimes others have minimized progressives, for example. But at the same time, there is a apt comparison that I made on TV the other day, which I think kind of fits. When you think of the Tea Party, and one of the first things they do is they tend to put a Minuteman out there, or a, what do they call the soldiers, the patriots, and they're in these uniforms and in these costumes, right?
Yeah.
And And you think to yourself, okay, let's do the comparison. How much are they like that? Well, this convention stands in stark contrast to what our founding fathers represented. When you think of, look, when you think of, did you read the book about Adams, or did you watch the
special? Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Because that was fantastic. These guys would get on their horses to have a meeting in Philadelphia 3 or 4 days before. They barely got there. They were old men. They basically farmed for a living. They had no money, made no money. They charged no money. It was amazing the sacrifices that they went through to build this country on principles and values. Instead, we're looking at a convention where people are paying $500, where they're eating fine meals, and then a former Alaska governor arrives and charges a $350 per head on top of the $550 that they're paying to get there. And we're being told this is a representation of what our founding fathers went through.
You know, the other one is that their first speaker, of course, was Tom Tancredo, who, of course, has made a career out of bashing immigrants, who said in his speech that Obama was elected by people who couldn't even spell the word vote or say it in English, you know who he was talking about, and suggested that we need a civics literacy test before anybody should be allowed to vote in this country.
I want everybody who's listening to this show right now, okay, while you're listening to the Bill Press Show, I want you to Google Bill Poole, William Poole. His nickname was The Butcher, Bill The Butcher Poole. He was the most famous and well-known nativist in the history of the United States, except at that time there weren't Mexicans. There were Irish people. And every single, he started the largest race riot in the history of the United States, by the way, in New York. By the way, he's depicted in a movie called Gangs of New York. That nativist spirit seems to be, and I, look, I probably would get kudos from Tancredo for saying this. That nativist spirit is depicted in not only in the movie, but in Tom Tancredo. That is who he is. He believes that anyone who is not from America now is not and can never be an American. It's a closed-door thinking. It's a interesting mentality. It's an us versus them. It's a divide-and-conquer mentality. I'm not sure it's a good thing. It's his choice to be that way. Many people have done it in our history, and they have not succeeded.
So. Rick Sanchez, we've got so much to talk about. And as you know, so little time, got to run. But congratulations, my friend. Rick's List every afternoon on CNN.
Great conversation, as always.
All right, see you, Rick. Thanks so much.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Kenny, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and cracked, it spread. If only she'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you, and only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, over 85 locations and online. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu. Certified to operate by Chef in New York. DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Of all the things made just for men, like, or, Maybe this is one of the most important. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for men over 50. It has nutrients to help support eye health and nutrients like vitamin D to support your colon. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I've got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2, 1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are in the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experience discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text 411-247.
UNBLES or 303bundles.com.
This winter, single-digit temperatures worked our furnaces hard. Our furnaces need a little tender, loving care. Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We depend on our overworked and often neglected furnaces to keep us warm and safe, to operate efficiently without complaining, and with as little attention from us as possible. Our part is simple, and that is to get our furnaces tuned up once a year. This tune-up will last for 12 months, and if you call right now, I will do it for you for just $49. I can give you more than half off this time of year. You get Whippleized with our Wow Tune-Up. You'll say, wow, you are so thorough. Wow, you did a great job. And wow, you saved me so much money on my utility bill. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, come, heating troubles all gone.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Richard Wolff, formerly from Newsweek, writing a new book about Obama. Coming up next on the Bill Press Show, brought to you today by SafeLight Auto Glass. Your windshield chipped or cracked? Call SafeLight Auto Glass at 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Can't wait to talk to Richard Wolff about Sarah Palin, who said yesterday, told Fox News, or no, it was Saturday night, she said she thinks the conservatives have to seek divine intervention again if they're going to succeed. She's got that right. They're going to need divine intervention if she ever becomes the nominee of the Republican Party in 2012. Please, God, let it happen.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526. 600-9526.
Brooke, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
One out of every five software programs is stolen in the U.S. Consider what would happen to the challenged auto industry if one out of every five cars was stolen. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, Lake Maple Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
I'm Max. I'm an explorer. I travel by sea. I used to travel by air.
Are you the king where you came from?
Yeah, for 20 years.
Oh, that's incredible, right?
Wow. Hey, King, what's your first order of business?
Let's go!
Make a place where only the things you want to happen would happen.
We can totally build a place like that. You could be the world's fastest runner, history's highest jumper, life's greatest explorer. You could make the most amazing friends. I'll be the king of your very own world.
I want you to be king forever.
All you have to do is go to that place where the wild things are. Run, jump, laugh, and most of all, howl.
See? This guy gets it.
For fun playtime ideas, go to smallstep.gov and let your wild rumpus start. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways. Like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose fresh, not fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go, the Bill Press Show, 33 minutes after the hour on this Monday, February 8th, Washington, D.C. Snowed in and shut down, but the Bill Press Show carries on. Federal government may be shut down, not us. The Bill Press Show brought to you today by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association, giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. The good men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union under President Mike Sullivan. Find out more information at their website, www.smwia. How could we not be here today when there's so much to talk about? The Saints pulling out the big surprise win over the Colts last night, and Sarah Palin knocking them dead down in Nashville Saturday night. President Obama even getting through the snow to talk to the Democratic National Committee and give them a little pep talk on Saturday. Watching it all, our good friend Richard Wolff, author of the book Renegade, first book on the Obama campaign, and into the administration, MSNBC contributor, now working on a new book about the Obama administration. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good morning. Greetings from a very snowed in White House.
Are you down at the White House? Yeah.
I'm down at the White House already. You'll be glad to know that the drive is clear, so obviously the president was working on it all weekend.
I'm glad. He probably had the girls out there shoveling, huh? You know, I think there's only one meeting on his schedule today, which is with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, the last I saw it,
right. Right. It does look pretty bare, but there are lots of internal meetings, senior staff, that kind of thing. I watched them all process in this morning, many of them cursing the cold.
I'll bet. Richard, I wanted to start out there because I read your book, loved it. We've talked about Renegade. You're working on the new book is about, what, the first year of the administration? Or?
It's like a sequel. Same team, different place. So yeah. I'm not limiting it to 1 year or 2 years, whatever it is.
Well, I'm a junkie, and I read all these books. I'm now reading Game Change, Mark Halperin, right. John Holland's book. And what struck me, and I wanted to ask, I was just reading over the weekend, I remember it brought me back to that time just before the Iowa primary when President Obama, the then candidate Obama, right, suddenly people were saying, boy, he was behind in the polls. He was dragging way behind Hillary, like 25 points or so behind Hillary. And people were saying, this guy doesn't seem to have any fight. He doesn't have any backbone. Even his supporters and the people that had given him money were really worried. And they had this big meeting saying, what's up with Obama? You know, why isn't he really connecting? Well, you know what, Richard? People are saying that today about Barack Obama, that there's no fight.
Here.
Right. And so, but he got out of it then. Do you see the same pattern, and can he get out of it now?
I do see the same pattern a lot. And remember, by the way, these people have been still, at this point of the White House, they campaigned for longer than they have been in the White House, 21 months on the campaign trail and little more than a year inside the White House. So it's still the formative experience, and characters don't change that much in terms of the guy who's in the hot seat. He is what he likes to call himself a fourth quarter player. So the question is, have we reached the fourth quarter yet? And I don't think we have. What could change this? Well, here are a couple of things. First of all, most importantly, the economy.
Wait. I want to stop you because even Obama says on health care, we've reached the fourth quarter. I mean, Gibson keeps saying we're at the 5-yard line or the 1-yard line. So
maybe the halfway point. I mean, look, he obviously needs to work with this Congress because everyone's expectation is that Democrats will be losing seats. Don't know how many, but will be losing seats in November. So he's got a few months. For him, the fourth quarter, it's the final minutes of the fourth quarter. Which drives people crazy. It does. It drives his own team crazy. But, you know, that's... I don't know that you can blame it entirely on him. It's not that he hasn't been engaged in all of this, but clearly that they needed to retool in this debate, and the retooling has happened late. Now, I happen to think that they have shifted the dynamic pretty effectively since the State of the Union. What we saw with that question time with the House GOP, now they're talking about having Republican leadership together in this televised session in a couple of weeks' time to go through health care, which gets you back to that whole C-SPAN pledge that he's had to back away from. I guess he's embracing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an interesting way to shift the dynamic. And I don't think they've had a control of the dynamic of health care since the summer. And certainly through the fall, the whole thing has got out of their control. They weren't really driving any congressional process. It was run by the town halls, the Tea Party folks. This is the first time for several months that they are really on top of it and I think enjoying it much more.
You know, you mentioned the C-SPAN thing, which is, I think, a good example maybe of a learning experience, because when those negotiations were taking place, I was one of the people, I admit it, at the briefings, right, with Robert Gibbs, who kept pounding and reading those, and on my show, I would replay the clips from Obama when he said over and over and over again, we're going to have C-SPAN in there. And Gibbs's response to us always was, come on, you people, we've been more transparent than anybody else, you're wrong, we know what we're doing. But then Obama came out and said, no, it was a big mistake not to have C-SPAN in. So,
you were right. And look, they changed their mind. He's changed his mind and changed his position. I think what happened, well, I know what happened. They came in, they said, well, this isn't practical. People are going to be playing to the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And their focus was on playing the Washington game and making things happen and pulling the levers of power. They tried it. They got quite a lot done. In fact, historical measures show that they got a huge amount done.
But
healthcare is what they've been judged by, and they chose to play the inside game and not the outside game. They're rediscovering, I think, the outside game.
Do you believe that it's in the nature of President Obama to want to be, I guess, the transformative kind of president that he would like to be, and in doing so is spending too much, risks spending too much time chasing the bipartisan rabbit? Too much time talking to Republicans, obviously, is what I'm asking.
Well, the basic math means that they need Republicans. And I don't know that they ever really had 60 votes, if you factor in that one of those 60 votes in the Senate was Joe Lieberman.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and another one was Max Baucus, so nobody even thinks about him. But look, if you, he cannot get things done without Republicans. It is his core brand to say he can bring the country together and have a different style of politics. And the question is, can you do it in a smart way? And I think, you know, what they did to begin with, inviting people over for a Super Bowl party and being nice, obviously didn't work. They underestimated how disciplined Republicans would be in trying to break everything that they did. You know, this is a mixture of sticks and carrots now, where they're really trying to expose some of the Republican game playing at the same time as saying, if you're genuine about it, here's the door is open. Mm-hmm. And that's a much different mix. Whether or not it works, I'm not sure, but at least people can see it much more visibly, especially if they're going to bring in the cameras to these kinds of negotiations.
Our guest this morning, Richard Wolff, MSNBC contributor's book, Renegade. If you haven't read it yet, go out and get it. And there's a link on our website at BillPressShow.com. So the big other big political event over the weekend, Richard, the Tea Party in Nashville, Sarah Palin, the keynote speaker. Did she help herself in terms of 2012 with this speech? And do you think the Tea Party is a really viable, serious political movement? A kind of a double question there for you.
Number one, she got her zingers in about Obama. The crowd loves that kind of thing. But for any serious political hand inside the Republican Party or anyone thoughtful inside the Tea Party movement, having your quote-unquote leader scribble their crib notes on the palm of their hand, I think, you know, at least raises serious questions about their competence. And what kind of person does that and thinks the cameras aren't going to pick it up anyway? Many troubling things about Sarah Palin's performance. More seriously about the Tea Party movement, organization, whatever you want to call it, a couple of things. First of all, only 500-600 people showed up, paid the money for this thing. Another several hundred paid to see her, but not a big turnout, not an impressive mobilization of these people. And I still think there's a serious question about the challenge that poses to the Republican Party, whether the party can subsume these people, whether they stay independent. I suspect most of them want to stay independent, and that's going to cause Republicans a whole heap of trouble, because this is a disaffected group. They have lots of reasons to be disaffected, and you know, watching that unravel or play itself out is going to be a serious challenge to everyone involved.
Now, it is indeed. And, you know, I have the feeling that this is a group that could, they may be with you today, they could turn against you overnight.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they think the party is trying to take them over, or they're just being conventional, or they're backing candidates who may be able to win but are not ideologically pure enough, they can cause a lot of trouble.
Well, my favorite part of the exchange was in her question and answer session, Richard, when I'm sure you saw, she said that she thought that the way the conservatives can get power back, they have to seek divine intervention. And I certainly think they're going to need divine intervention if she's the nominee in 2012.
If not divine intervention, then indelible ink.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Richard. Say hello to everybody. And I'll see you at the White House later.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Richard Wolff. His book, Renegade, MSNBC contributor working on the sequel to Renegade, and already down there, he must be the only person in the White House briefing room this early in the morning. The guys at work.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hey, friends, Valentine's Day is almost here, and I'm all set. Yep, every special person in my life is going to be getting Pro Flowers this weekend, which is why I'm proud to offer you this exclusive radio offer for my listeners only. Get this, 1 dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses for just $29.99, and both offers include a free glass vase and free truffles. That's over $30 in savings. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, what are you waiting for? Pro Flowers bouquets are guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. You can't lose. Trust me. But with Valentine's Day right around the corner, you don't have another minute to spare. You got to act now. So here's what I want you to do to get your exclusive radio deal on these roses. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention press, or even better, And easier, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter my password, press. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in my password, press. But your time is almost up. You'd better order now.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car. Explain things in a way you'll understand and give you service and repairs that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference Total Customer Care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming fast. ProFlowers is offering one dozen roses starting at just $19.99. That's $19.99 for one dozen roses with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Plus, get a free glass vase when you order today. Where else can you find Valentine's roses for just $19.99? To guarantee delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the ProFlowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone password HOT19.
Order AM 760 at checkout. For real results, guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back, guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine, and my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone, and I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM 760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM 760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Previously on the Bill Press Show.
I'm the Brian Schweitzer.
We need to build an American energy future that's designed by American engineers and built by American workers in America. And that means we're going to use the resources that we actually have. That's our future, and the entire world is waiting for America to move. We'll export this technology to the rest of the world. This is not just the new space race. This is the race to decide who will be the number one country in the world for the next 100 years. If we get it wrong, we better learn Chinese.
Podcasts on demand. Log on to BillPress.com. Purchase a Bill Press podcast subscription and never miss a minute. This is the Bill Press Show.
Yes, get your podcast subscription at BillPressShow.com. Sign up for a whole year or month. And also get yourself a little bit of Bill's Brew, our own brand of coffee, decaf or caffeinated. All at the website, BillPressShow.com. Before we move on, here's Rob with a comment from Chicago. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Yeah, Bill, did I hear you right? I thought you said Tom Pancredo wanted people to be able to pass a civics test to vote. Why wouldn't he want Sarah Palin to vote?
Very good, very good. Yeah, well, maybe because he'd rather be the nominee rather than Sarah Palin. I love it. And speaking of Sarah Barracuda, yeah, she was the keynote speaker. They paid her $100,000 for 45 minutes of dribble. And really, here now, the Republican candidate for president in 2012, is this what the Republican Party wants at the top of the ticket?
This was all part of that hope and change and transparency, and now a year later, I got to ask those supporters of all that, how's that hopey, changey stuff working out for you?
Yeah, I think we heard a little bit too much of that folksy, hopey, changey stuff from Sarah Palin. In 28, I think the country is looking for a little more than that in a leader today, and I'm sure there are a lot of Republicans who are shaking their heads saying, oh, my God, what did John McCain create? But she's not going away on Fox News. The next, of course, she's paid to be on Fox News, and she's on Fox News as a guest the next morning with Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday. You think I'm running for president in 2012, Sarah?
I would if I believe that that is the right thing to do for our country. Ooh. And for the Palin family. Certainly, ooh, I would do so.
Yeah, well, it's so funny, isn't it? For the Palin family, it wasn't the right thing to be governor of Alaska because she spent too much time away from her family, but it would be the right thing to run for the next 3 years for president of the United States. That's good for the Palin family. I thought it was interesting. I was on MSNBC Saturday night, as you probably saw, with Ed Schultz. Neil Bortz, conservative talk show host from Atlanta, was on earlier in the show. Neil Bortz said categorically, Sarah Palin will never be the Republican nominee for president because the Republican Party, basically what I said, is not dumb enough to nominate her. And he said Republicans had just better get used to that. This morning on MSNBC, Steve Forbes, former Republican candidate for president, said also Sarah Palin will never be the Republican nominee for president because he said everybody will ask if she couldn't stand the pressure of being governor of Alaska. This is Republican Steve Forbes talking. How could she stand the pressures of the Oval Office? Meanwhile, the man in the Oval Office, our man Barack Obama, braved the snowstorm Saturday morning to go over to the Washington Hilton, Capitol Hilton, and greet the members of the Democratic National Committee. He said the snow couldn't keep me away.
So committed to the future of this party and this country that they're willing to brave a blizzard. Snowmageddon here in D.C.
Yeah, that's what they were calling it, Snowmageddon, rightfully so, too. By that time we'd had about 14 inches of snow, maybe, right? Then we got another 10 or 12 after that.
Yeah, there are some places around here that got upwards of 35, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the president assured everybody at the DNC, do not lose heart. We promise change, and damn it, we're going to deliver.
We knew this stuff was tough, but we stepped up because we decided we were going to take the responsibility of changing it. And it may not be easy, but change is coming.
I was over there Friday morning, a meeting with some friends of Democratic National Committee members from California that I used to work with, and I was state chair of California, and there was a little nervousness, a little hesitation, a little frustration. They needed a pep talk, and they got one from the president, and he assured them that health care he's going to deliver.
This is our best chance to deliver change that the American people need.
And he said, are not walking away from it. And I'm not walking away from a parting shot either. I'll be back with that parting shot.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott.
Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
Kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, February 8th, my parting shot for today, they paid Sarah Palin $100,000 for what? If I were the organizer of that event, or one of the teabaggers who shelled out $549, I would want my money back. Yeah, for 45 minutes, all Palin did was string together a lame collection of cliches and cheap shots without offering one idea of her own. Three times, in fact, she called for common sense conservative solutions to problems without suggesting even one of them. And when she did get specific, what did she call for? Tax breaks for small businesses. Who just proposed that? Barack Obama. Government investment in renewable energy projects. Who just proposed that? Barack Obama. Building new nuclear power plants and expanding offshore drilling. Again, who just proposed that in his State of the Union address? Barack Obama. Hey, the lady's not only a liar, she's a thief. And then she took questions from the conference organizer, which had obviously been shown to her ahead of time because she had crib notes for answers scribbled in the palm of her left hand. Palin's best moment, I thought, was when she said that conservatives would only succeed in taking back the government if they agree, quote, to seek divine intervention again. I'm kidding. You bet they'll need divine intervention if Sarah Palin ever becomes their presidential nominee in 2012. Hey, that's my parting shot for today. Eddie Bernice Johnson, Congresswoman from Texas, will be our guest right here on the Bill Press Show tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm sorry to our fans.
Hey, Tom Harmon here to tell you about Independent Power Systems. Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules and a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy has recently reduced the solar awards rebating? Join Independent Power Systems in booth 1275 at the Colorado Home and Garden Show February 13th to 21st to find out how there's still time to save up to 60% on solar with rebates and incentives. Say hi to the Solar Backpacker on the show floor for a chance to win the Solar Backpack or a free home energy audit. So visit Independent Power Systems at the Colorado Home and Garden Show in booth 1275 to learn more. Be sure to drop by Independent Power Systems North Boulder Shop for Solar Community Night the second Thursday of every month. Call 303-443-0115, 303-443-0115, or visit solarips.com/KKZN to learn more. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Expert.
experts.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. So much snow over the weekend means many around Washington, D.C. won't be at work today. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Washington, D.C.'s snow removal equipment was no match for this monster. Workers have been putting in 12-hour shifts since Friday. This storm socked the entire mid-Atlantic. A day after the storm, Reagan National Airport was still closed. The runways covered with snow and ice. Dulles was on a drastically reduced schedule. Thousands of flights have been canceled, stranding tens of thousands of passengers.
And from Maryland to Virginia to New Jersey, thousands of customers still don't have power. The White House opened for business today. Officials will discuss the invasion of carp, silver Asian carp. More on that from CBS's Peter Mayer, who's live with us.
Right, Dave. Poison and even electric barriers have been deployed to try to stop the hungry, high-jumping carp from a hostile takeover of the Great Lakes. Despite genetic evidence of the fish in Lake Michigan, White House Council on Environmental Quality Chair Nancy Sutley believes it can still be stopped.
We think there's still time to do that. We have to work together and work smart.
Federal officials will consult with the governors of Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin today on the voracious carp's threat to the $7 billion fishing industry, Dave.
With the Saints' win in Super Bowl 44 by that 31-17 margin over Indianapolis last night, the party continues. But post-Katrina, this resident says...
We're not underwater anymore. It's finally time for the nation to notice that New Orleans is on top once again.
Iran says it'll enrich uranium at higher levels. Uranium, it says, is needed to make medical isotopes, not nuclear weapons. But Patrick Clausen, an Iran analyst, isn't so sure.
This news is very disturbing because the provocative step that the Iranians are taking does get them closer to having the core of a nuclear weapon.
And Defense Secretary Robert Gates in Paris now says new sanctions against Iran are the only option left for the international community. Haiti's earthquake brought on so many physical and mental issues. CBS's Vicki Barker sorts them out as she joins us live.
The aftershocks from the quake are still registering in the nation's psyche. Doctors say as many as one in five quake victims have suffered trauma so severe they won't be able to resume normal daily life without long-term professional help. Among those worst affected, those whose loved ones were buried in one of the mass graves. With no grave to visit, they say healing can't come. And the quake created so many new amputees, there'd be a crisis even if the country's only clinic for amputees hadn't been destroyed in last month's quake. Dave?
And the shuttle Endeavour is heading to the space station. Some foam hit the orbiter on the way up. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
So far, nothing to indicate any real problems. There just was this one instance of debris. They've seen things like that in earlier flights and had no issues, but it's going to take a while to get this resolved.
S&P futures are up 2.5. This is CBS News.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have a lot to keep track of. You have a drawer with bank statements, a folder with some sales spreadsheets, some invoices here, expenses over there, and some customer contact info in the pocket of the jacket you wore last Tuesday. There's a better way. Get all your business information together with Intuit QuickBooks Online. It easily organizes your entire business in one place. See all your invoices, compare monthly expenses, or see your customers' phone numbers and sales history with a click. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Your commute could be a little rough this morning.
It'll be this rapid decrease in conditions. It'll pick up rather quickly, but I think it'll only last 45 minutes or an hour. It'll just snow hard and it'll look bad for a little bit, but it's not going to last very long.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Danker says the snow should continue until about 11 this morning. NTSB investigators plan to return to Boulder this morning. They say it could take up to 8 months to determine what caused a deadly plane collision there Saturday afternoon. The FAA says one of the planes was pulling a glider when another plane clipped its tow line. Two pilots and one passenger were killed. A Basin has always been a legend for skiing, but it's almost as legendary for some epic spring skiing tailgate parties. Parking spots close to the lift are where the action is. They call that front row the beach. For years, you could reserve a few of those spots for a fee. That fee is going up this year. The nine closest spots to the slopes will cost $100 Monday through Thursday, $150 on weekends, and for the entire month of April. The new fee kicks in on February 15th. In sports, the Nuggets are off tonight. The Avs are at home against the Blues. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where things are getting really bad for southbounders on I-25. You're going to find speeds dip into the single digits as you're trying to get out of Thornton and North Glen, approaching 136th as you're making your way towards 84th. They'll increase up into the 30s for a little while, then you'll hit your brakes again once you get downtown. Northbounders on 225, you're feeling it all the way across Aurora from Parker towards 6th Avenue. Now we're getting word of a crash. This is on the ramp trying to access westbound I-70 from northbound 225. So you're going to find some delays there. Outside the metro, we've got an accident. This is northbound I-25 right around that Lafayette exit. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high of about 26, 27 degrees. It will fall again during the afternoon down into the upper teens, currently 22 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colt Kids Care Scholarship Program will recognize more than 2,000 real kids with scholarships and prizes. Nominate a stand-up kid at ColesKids.com by March 15th.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
A hangover day. What the biggest hangover day is each year? Is it the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday, or is it the day after? Is it January 1?
It's got to be January 1.
It's got to be January 1.
I got to believe it's January 1.
I don't know, man. I'd be, I'm going to try to
I
do
bet
some
it's
research.
Close.
Yeah, I'm going to do some research today, see if I can answer that one.
All right. We got a pretty weird and interesting show for you. I say weird mainly because we're going to be starting at 8 with our guest Rebecca Rosen, is a local and now becoming nationally renowned psychic medium who's having a book signing event at the Tattered Cover tonight. Her new book is titled Spirited, Connect to the Guides All Around You. So we're going to talk to her about about her work, maybe get some readings if we can over the phone. And then at 8:30, author David Dressman will be in studio to honor and discuss Black History Month. He's the author of a new book about Eddie Robinson, the Martin Luther King of football. We'll discuss that at 8:30. And then we will check in at 9 with sports writer Dave Zirin about the Super Bowl, about the politics of the Super Bowl. And my impression of the Super Bowl was, I find myself, maybe I'm just kind of, this is just me, but the social aspect is fun, and I'm going to get to that in a second, about what I was doing. The social aspect of the Super Bowl, I think, is pretty cool. You know, the family get-togethers, all that stuff. But I found that the television production, the whole production of it, actually kind of depressing. I can't really describe why, except for one thing I could pinpoint was it was kind of difficult watching The Who. I found that real upsetting.
You know why?
I mean, it's like The Who, it's like the corporatization of The Who. Now,
yeah, they sold out a long time ago.
I mean, right, I was going to say that. They have sold out. But like Super Bowl level sellout, like, you're going to play Won't Get Fooled Again, like this anthem of, like, you know, revolt, and, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, you're going to play that at, like, the Super Bowl? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the
it's one of their most, you know, popular songs.
Oh, no, I know, but you get, like, is there no sense of irony? Like, you're playing, like, the sort of old-school revolutionary ballad at, like, the biggest, the man's biggest event. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's just something, and also...
No, I definitely see your point.
And also, they didn't sound that good.
No, you know, Roger Daltrey is definitely a strange dude.
Yeah.
Pete Townsend's a rock and roll star. I mean, that guy's a stud. It's kind of funny, though, is like, you know, button your bottom button, dude.
I know.
You see his stomach hanging out and flopping all over the place?
Seriously. Hey, at least I guess that was the wardrobe malfunction.
Right, exactly. What would you rather see, Janet Jackson's boob or Pete Townsend's stomach? What's worse?
No comment. So that was my take on the Super Bowl. Something about the ads. There were some really cool ads. There were, although there was that ad, and we'll play it a little later with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo recasting the Griswolds. I found that, like, that ad. I don't know, Turk, do you have that ad?
I do have that ad. Let me pull it up here.
Let's see if we can play it.
Give me 1 second here, okay?
Because this ad made me feel kind of, it's kind of like, does Hollywood have to ruin everything that was once good? Like, is there nothing sacred at all? Right? I mean, the National Lampoon's Vacation movies, other than the one in Vegas. So I guess it was already ruined.
Well, Dave, you know, here's the thing. Super Bowl used to be kind of about the game and the ads. You know, the ads are always cool. And now it's all basically promotion of the network.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And
then
new movies that they have. I mean, how many new movies for, like, Robin Hood, the official movie of Super Bowl?
Right, I know. It was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this one, this ad, we'll just play this one. This is a spoof off of the Griswolds, National Lampoon's Vacation.
HomeAway.com presents...
Reservations under Griswold.
A short film about hotel rooms.
Oh. We have you in the Napoleon suite.
And valets. Scenic views.
What the?
And hidden charges.
Do you even charge me for the complimentary bottle of water?
It's complimentary with an E. The water complements the room. It's not free.
Thanks, Parky.
See the film at HomeAway.com. Rent a house, like, for half the cost of a hotel.
I mean, is there nothing sacred? Like, and granted, movies are corporate productions, so they're not really sacred. But you get my point. So I was a little bummed out by the ads. I mean, frankly, I should let folks know I'm in a little bit of a bummed out mood. This weekend, I don't know about you. Every now and again, you go through kind of like a friend breakup, and I've gone through kind of a friend breakup over the last couple days. Really kind of bums me out. And actually, I've been finding that the response to I wrote this piece. I want people to check it out. AM760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. I wrote this piece about movies. We're going to discuss it tomorrow on the show. It ran on the front page of the Denver Post perspective section. And it's about how technology has outdated many 80s and 90s movies. And I tell you something. I got more hate mail about this piece than I have gotten on any piece that I have written in the last 5 years. And it's bizarre to me.
Why?
Did you read the piece?
Yes.
I don't understand. I mean, it's totally and completely bizarre. It was, and I hope people read it. AM760.net. Click over the David Sirota page. But I was just flooded.
It's not even really an argument piece.
No, it's about,
you know?
It's about how technology, how cell phones, how Google, how the internet, how GPS has rendered outdated a lot of 80s and 90s movie plots. And this just generated.
I mean, why would that elicit any kind of negative response?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, there just are a lot of really, really angry people
haters
there right now. There are a lot of real haters. So between that and my friend breakup, I was like kind of bummed out.
You want to talk about the friend breakup or no?
Yeah, I'll talk about the friend breakup. I'll throw it out there to
what
folks.
Happened?
Yeah, I'll throw it out there to folks. I'm curious if you've had a friend breakup. And if you can give me some advice, or you can tell us about your own friend breakup. Because what basically happened was, how do I put this without, here's what happened. I know a lot of people, obviously, who work in politics, and there were a couple people who I guess what we do on this show doesn't make all that comfortable. And some of those people who work in politics. And basically, this person took personally, as a personal insult, my criticism of in the past of John Hickenlooper and Mark Udall. And this person got very angry at me and basically insulted me, insulted not just my work, insulted insulted, threw a lot of personal insults at me that were very hurtful. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of folks out there who think that if you do this, if you do what I do, and I understand that it comes with the territory, right? I get that. But I think there's a lot of folks out there that think that, that like me or Turk or whoever else you listen to on the radio or you read in the paper aren't human beings. But, you know,
This is our work, Dave. You know, I think a lot of people need to realize that.
Yeah, and I think they also need to realize that when you personally insult somebody, and I'm talking about personally, I mean, we can disagree on this show on politics. Oh, I disagree with you here, and your tax policy is wrong. But when you really go after and personally attack somebody in a really personal way about them and their family and It really doesn't feel good, and that goes for, by the way, when you send us an instant message, when you send us an email. So basically, last night, over the weekend, I had to have this friend break up, and I know I'm not being all that specific, but I basically, and here's what I decided to do, and I'm probably a jerk for doing this. We had a spat, okay, and then we sort of had this big discussion, and this was about 6 weeks ago, and then we had another, he called me up, and we got into another fight. And I basically said, all right, I'm just not going to call this dude. I'm just going to let it rest for like a week. Right? I'm just going to let it cool off. And that was a big mistake. I kind of went, I guess, passive-aggressive. And I guess that made the situation worse because he, you know, he ended up sending me a really nasty email and all this stuff. And, you know, you never finish these things on email. But bottom line, between that and all this weird hate mail that I got from this piece about 80s movies, if you can believe it. I mean, I hope people read it. AM760.net, click over to the David Sirota. We're going to be discussing it tomorrow on the show on Time Warp Tuesday. But I wonder if folks have had friend breakups out there. I mean, it's a snowy day. It's kind of a dark day. We can talk about that if you want. 303-713-7600. If you have any advice for friend breakups, and what to do about them, and whether you should try to reconcile, and, you know, I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm the only person who's had, like, because my brother was busting on me. He's like, you're the only person I know who, like, you know, had, like, a couple friend breakups in the last 5 years. You know, I mean, I don't know. Are friend breakups, like, normal out there?
I've had, like, one friend breakup in, like, the last couple years, Dave. And it was over stupid stuff, you know, personal insults and stuff like that, but nothing to do with politics or anything like that. You know, I've gotten into my arguments with family members. And
are you still broken up?
Yeah, for the most part, yes.
It's just a bummer, man.
Yeah, it is, man. And, you know, I lost a couple friends last year. And I try to, you know, I like to carry as many friends as I can, man. I'm, you know.
I know.
That's
so
how,
like,
I operate.
Last night, like, I'm sitting there. Like, we didn't go out for Super Bowl. So I'm, like, sitting there alone, reading my hate mail, having broken up with, like, just had, like, a friend breakup. It, like, really was such a bummer of a Super Bowl evening. It really, really was.
I'm a little tell you were down yesterday, man. I was worried to see you this morning.
Yeah, I was a little bit bummed out.
Ice cold Merlot Stout won't take
it. Yeah, well, that helped. That definitely helped. The Ska Brewing Company definitely helped. But I'll throw out the first question, is whether you've gone through a friend breakup of late. What was it about? You know, do you have any advice? Did you get back together? 303-713-7600. We got open lines. 303-713-7600. Also, would like to hear what you liked or hated about the Super Bowl. Did you find it a valuable experience? Did you like the ads? Which ads? And then up next.
I love the game, Dave.
Yeah, it was a great game.
The game was awesome.
It was a great game. It was. I felt bad for my, I'm happy for New Orleans.
But all your friends back in India.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife's family is from Indy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
too bad. Bye-bye, Peyton.
I know.
Sorry.
One last thing. Up next, where we hit our first break. Up next, I will also throw out another topic. This is interesting. A really interesting question. There is a plan to... or there is a need to renovate the Capitol Dome here in Colorado. and the state doesn't have enough money to do that. And there's a plan now to raise corporate money and literally put corporate sponsorships on the Capitol Dome. We're going to discuss that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is going to be a real bear for you this morning. We have lots of it out there. Everybody going kind of slow due to the snowy conditions. Got a crash on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. Really slow going on 225 both directions there. Northbounders from Parker Road up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders after Parker Road to 25. On 25, normal jams going into downtown both directions. Leaving Adams County 136th to 84th. Really slow for you as well. Got a crash northbound I-25 after E-470. Also crashes at Santa Fe and Alameda. And a rollover on US 85 north of Brighton Boulevard. Your forecast today, the snow should taper off around 11 o'clock this morning. Skies will clear, but cold temps with an afternoon high of 25. Right now, 26 in Denver. John Turk, AM-60, Colorado's.
I'm so in love. How will this affect my taxes?
Oh, please.
I plan to get married. How will this affect my taxes?
Visit eFile.com. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
What if I don't know what to deduct my tax return? Taxes just scare me, but I really need my tax refund fast. I'm currently unemployed. How will this affect my taxes? How much tax refund will I get back?
Visit eFile.com. Less taxing, more yours. Done at eFile.com.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does. Every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text 411-247.
This is former State Representative Gwen Green, the fighting granny. I'm fighting mad that the Supreme Court opened the floodgates to corporate money. I'm joining Be the Change USA Saturday, February 13 at a special event with David Sirota, Mike Miles, Andrew Romanoff, and state legislators. Go to btc-usa.org for details. That's btc-usa.org.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
If we don't do suck-up interviews with politicians,
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1.
Not going to do it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
I just watched that movie. It's really one of the classic movies. Office Space, really a classic. And of course, I was criticized in my Denver Post piece on Sunday. I've gotten a lot of hate mail, people saying, oh, there are no I got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, look, there's a lot of pretentiousness in the film, people who watch films, among people who watch, not everybody who watches films is pretentious, but there's a lot of pretension, right? Remember your film majors at college, right? And I got a lot of people saying, oh, you know, there were no real movie classics in the 80s or 90s. The only classics are from the 60s and the 50s. God, I tell you something. People really sometimes on issues have just something really up their ass. I couldn't believe how much hate mail I got over the weekend for this front page piece in the Denver Post perspective section. It's on our website, am760.net. check it out. We'll be discussing it tomorrow during Time Warp Tuesday. I told you just before the break about my friend breakup. I wonder if any of you have been suffering from friend breakups. If you have any advice, basically, a former friend of mine, was getting very personally upset that I had been criticizing people like Mark Udall and Tom Tancredo, and we've been going back and forth. And I am perfect. I'm not going to pretend that I was perfect, but I stopped calling. He called me after he got real personally nasty about me and what I do, and I didn't call him back because I needed some time off, and that, of course, exacerbated the problem. So I probably made some big issues there on my own. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you have these things. I'll tell you something. You know, people think that we're all machines here when we do radio, or, you know, people who write columns. You should see, just read some of the comments at that Denver Post piece. It's just so nasty. And I think people think that people who do what I do and what Turk does are just, that we're just robots with no feelings. And I tell you something, I was sitting at home watching the Super Bowl and wondering, like, you know, well, maybe I should go easier on somebody like Hickenlooper. Maybe I should go easier on Mark Udall. You know, I'd have a lot less flack in my life, right? I'd have a lot less, you know, a lot less pressure, because there is a lot of pressure, right? I have a lot less people who dislike me. It's a tough quandary. And speaking of Hickenlooper, in the Denver Post today, excuse me, yesterday, on the front page of the local section, Susan Green's column, we have link up on our website, Susan Green's column goes over our interview with John Hickenlooper and his discussion of how he thinks the recession is psychological. So I'm sure Hickenlooper's not thrilled with the coverage of his statements on our show. And I'm sure his people are real, real pissed off at me. Not even like I asked a tough question, right? I mean, Chark, you heard the whole interview. It's not like I like gotcha'd him into saying that.
Oh, no.
You know,
he just was an idiot
when he did that, you know? So, I don't know. I go back and forth, and I wonder if you have any advice for me. 303-713-7600. You know, I'm not just going to pretend to not be a human. You know, there's a human here. Not to be cheesy about it, but there's a human here, and so sometimes it's good to get your advice about these things. So 303-713-7600. Also, what'd you think of the Super Bowl? Which ads did you like? Which ads didn't you like? Which part of the production did you like and not like? And I really want to fill you in on this, get your take on this as well. The Colorado Preservation Inc. has listed its top 10 list of endangered preservation sites in Colorado. Now check this out. One of them is the Colorado Dome, the dome at the Capitol. And the state apparently doesn't have enough money. I think they said $15 to $30 million to fix the dome. It hasn't been renovated for 100 years. And there is a plan afoot by the Colorado Preservation Inc. to raise money, private money, to fix it. Now here's the catch. They're going to go raise it from corporations. In exchange for this, there's going to be scaffolding around the dome. In exchange for corporations being able to put their logo on the scaffolding. So theoretically, you're going to look at the Colorado Capitol, where the people's business is supposed to take place, and you're going to see a bunch of corporate logos. Now, you could say, well, that's appropriate, right? The government's a wholly owned subsidiary of corporate America. Okay. You know, there's all this talk. Politicians should have to wear, like, NASCAR jackets with all their corporate spots on it. That people, when they talk about that, it's like they're joking. This is going to be real here in Colorado. I wonder what you think about that. Is that totally inappropriate, or is the right thing for a group like the Colorado Preservation to do, to raise corporate money and have corporate logos on the symbol of government here in Colorado? 303-713-7600. We'll go. Oh, you can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. All right, we're going to go to the phones, open it up. Here we go, in the order that they were received. Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM760. Hello, Al.
Yes, hi. David, I enjoy your show very much. And I was talking to my very, very best friend from childhood. I'm in my 60s now. We met when I was 16, and we were camp counselors together, and we've been good best friends ever since, blood brothers. And I was talking to him during the Obama campaign, and suddenly he mentioned the name Osama. He referred to Obama as Osama, and that's what he called him. And I suddenly realized that my best friend is a Republican. I thought for sure he was a Democrat, and I was just kind of shocked by that. And it did put a strain on our friendship. But, you know, over the last couple of years since then, our friendship kind of rose above that. We just kind of decided to...
Does he work in politics?
No, we're both physicians, and he's in Milwaukee, and I'm in Denver, and it wasn't like we were throwing personal insults. We didn't come to that point.
Did it strain your friendship?
Yeah, it did, definitely.
So your politics really. And his politics really strained your friendship. How'd you get past it?
We just both decided that it wasn't worth jeopardizing our friendship because we are really good friends.
So in the heat of a campaign, I guess you guys couldn't really talk about those issues.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But now that that's over, we realize what's more important.
Well,
let me say this.
I mean, here was my problem, right? It's like, look, I got friends. I got a lot of friends. And Al, thanks for your call. I've got some friends, good friends, right? Who I don't agree with and who probably don't agree with what I have to say. It's kind of like that's not really the issue. The issue is whether you can accept somebody for who they are, right? That's really the issue. I mean, do I have friends who disagree with me on what I say on the radio? Absolutely. Do I have friends who don't accept what I do on the radio as legitimate or don't accept the writing that I do as legitimate, who say that I basically am doing wrong, am doing a bad thing, am doing a evil by doing what I do? No. See, I think it's a matter of acceptance, right? We have to all accept, if you're going to be friends with somebody, you got to accept who they are. And if you don't accept who they are, if you don't accept what they're doing, you don't have to agree with it, but you have to accept it. And I think this is kind of the problem in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different areas with friends. And that's what really happened. It was kind of like irreconcilable differences. And Al, you made the point, you know, you and your friends, you basically accepted each other's politics, and that's great. And I've got friends like that as well. But the problem is when you get into a relationship where somebody can't accept a part of you, whether it's your politics or whether it's some other view that you have or something else that you're doing. That's where it really gets difficult. And you know, I always wonder: is it right to end a friendship quickly or kind of abruptly? How long do you give it, break up? And when you break up, do you sort of do it like a formal breakup, or do you just go passive-aggressive and let it fade? I tried to go passive-aggressive, and it really burned me. I got it on the back of my face. I mean, I really got personally insulted. It was really not fun. And, of course, then it happened over email, where it's really bad. Hey, Al, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Hey, Mick.
Morning, David.
How you doing?
Okay, not too bad. Number one, great game yesterday. Number two, I disagree with you on the who. It's take the money and run. It's always been that way with rock and roll in particular. So I give them the thumbs up. The old guys put on a good show. And I understand how you feel about the anthem. But really, at this point in time, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
It's fun to see.
No, I mean, I'm not, like, mad at the who. It was more like, kind of like, is there no sense of irony,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, on your question here, I mended a fence yesterday about 12, 13 years, business partner of mine. We hadn't really spoken maybe a handful of times in the last 12, 13 years and all. And yesterday we got together, reminisced over old times.
What was the friend breakup about?
Business. It was business.
Oh, man, those are always the toughest relationships.
Never get into business with somebody who's like a blood brother and all of that, because somewhere down the line, money is going to always affect, you know, the deepest feelings that you have for somebody. And, it's differences of philosophy and everything. I wanted to go out in a different direction. and take our company in a different direction, and he wasn't seeing that. He was still pretty traditional.
How did the breakup go down? I mean, did you guys just like...
It came down pretty hard.
I mean, it was like yelling, and did you guys like split up your business relationship, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a complete total, you know, the house was split right down the middle, you know, and all, and it got very, very testy, and I'm a bigger guy than he is physically, and I really intimidated him, and all, but I walked away, and better for it, because I went off into a completely different area, into construction and electrical work and all, but there were a lot of variables. I will say to you quickly, I'm not going to keep you on, that time really does heal things. You might not think that now, that you're comment about passive aggressive, but you just got to have to see things and look at the variables in the background around your friend. I realized that there were other people behind my friend who were pushing buttons and, you know, and pulling on levers that made him act and react to certain things. And that happened later on. And now he's divested himself of all of that. So yesterday we were able to kind of get together and talk about everything. And the business took us about 15 seconds. I didn't really want to talk about his water under the bridge. He didn't really want to talk about it too much either.
Yeah, you know, time heals all wounds, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It really does, and I think that's absolutely true. I do think time heals all wounds. I think that, you know, it's just kind of weird. Like, yeah, we all know about like breaking up with, you know, with when we're in a dating situation, but there really are friend breakups, and they can be really brutal. And I don't know about you, but it really left me down, and. You know, I probably handled it a little bit wrong by sort of cutting off communications. But you know, sometimes you got to do kind of what you got to do. Hey, Mick, thanks for the call, man. Good luck with rebuilding that friendship. 7:36 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Super Bowl. Which ads did you like? Which ads didn't you like? Which part of the production did you like? Which part didn't you like? Also, this proposal to raise private corporate money to rebuild the Capitol Dome. They're going to put literally corporate logos on the top of the Colorado Cap. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. You can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. If you got any advice for me, I just had a friend breakup. Wonder if you've had any friend breakups lately. If you learned anything out of those friend breakups. I had a really, really brutal one over the weekend. It's really, really bummed me out. And, you know, I moved here a couple of years ago. I don't have too many friends. It's the kind of thing where, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you go through these things, you're like, I just don't want to, like, have any more friends. I mean, I don't really not want to have any more friends, but, you know, it can kind of really bring you down. So I wonder if anybody's got any words of wisdom on that as we talk about the issues of the day. Speaking of the issues of the day, up next, we'll fill you in on this new poll between Michael Bennett and Andrew Romanoff for U.S. Senate. Very, very interesting numbers. Coming off the wire right now. We'll fill you in on that. We'll get back to your call. Traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it's just a bear if you're traveling across Aurora on 225 right now, both directions, southbounders, single-digit speeds. Traffic's barely moving from about Iliff all the way down to 25 northbound side from the spillway up to 6th Avenue. Also got a crash, the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. That's stacking folks up around Colfax. Normal jams on 25 northbound and southbound coming into downtown Denver. Northbounders, Colorado Boulevard all the way to 6th. Southbounders from about 58th past Spear. Also really heavy up north in Adams County, southbound 25, 136th, all the way down to 84th. Also got a crash northbound I-25 around E-470. One in the median near Highway 52. That's around Fort Lupton and the Decono exit there. Also got this crash northbound Santa Fe at Alameda and one on 85 north of Brighton Boulevard. Forecast today. Light snow flurries around the metro should wrap up before noon. Skies will clear, but cold temps and afternoon highs around 25 degrees. Right now, 24 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now a 3x4. Get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $12,900. Two great vehicles, one incredible price. After rebates, drive home an O10 Focus Ranger for just $12,900. Only at Todd Helton's Ford team. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Next, following to someone who reported software piracy. Do you fear that you might get caught?
It's not as big of a chance as everybody makes it out to be. It's just about doing the right thing and making sure that people are compensated for the work they do. I mean, it'd be the same as your company telling you that they don't want to pay you this week because you just don't feel like it.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA
throughout the month to lower your mortgage balance, lowering the interest you pay, so you can shorten your mortgage by years without changing your spending habits. It's the best home loan ever. Call CMG Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
This winter, single-digit temperatures worked our furnaces hard, and our furnaces need a little tender, loving care. Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We depend on our overworked and often neglected furnaces to keep us warm and safe, to operate efficiently without complaining, and with as little attention from us as possible. Our part is simple, and that is to get our furnaces tuned up once a year. This tune-up will last for 12 months, and if you call right now, I will do it for you for just $49. I can give you more than half off this time of year. You get Whippleized with our WOW tune-up. You'll say, wow, you are so thorough. Wow, you did a great job. And wow, you saved me so much money on my utility bill. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, eating troubles all gone.
Repair damaged, treated hair. Stop the breakage. Look your best with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I damaged my hair from overstyling with a flat iron. I want my hair to grow out faster and be more manageable. With Ovation, my hair is healthier and the texture is like it was when I was a kid. Everyone comments on how great my hair looks.
Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM76 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results, guaranteed, Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier and has more movement and body.
Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results guaranteed, Ovation works.
.742 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. New poll out that I want to fill you in on. This is going to shake up the Colorado U.S. Senate race. Rasmussen released the results of a new Colorado Senate poll late Friday, and the news is particularly bad, says the Huffington Post, for incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett. More on him in a second. According to the telephone survey, Bennett now trails likely Republican nominee Jane Norton by 14 points, 52-37. Norton's lead is up 2 points over Bennett from January. Making matters worse for Bennett, his Democratic challenger, former Speaker of the Colorado House Andrew Romanoff, seems to be making a push in the Rasmussen poll. Romanoff trails Norton by just 7 points, 45-38. Now, so what's interesting about this is, basically, Romanoff isn't polling better than Bennett. 1 point better, I guess, statistically. Romanoff gets 38, Bennett gets 37, but Romanoff shaves 4 points, 7 points off of Jane Norton's 10. Total. So that's interesting, and that's going to fuel, I think, Andrew Romanoff's campaign. We'll see where it goes. Speaking of friends, we've been talking about friend breakups and how politics and many issues can put you in between people that you like. I had lunch with Michael Bennett at Tacos del Mexico over on Santa Fe. Turk, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
It's a good place.
Awesome. How was it?
It was really, really good. And I had lunch with Bennett.
Yeah.
Me and him, he asked me to go to lunch. And I
should find something you could eat there?
Yeah. If I had a bean and cheese burrito, I was fine.
Okay, good.
And
they have like cheek meat taco.
I know,
and,
it's crazy.
Taco.
I know.
And brain taco.
It's like really.
It's so good.
Yeah. And actually, the next day we went back there. Strangely enough, because my parents were in town. We went there and had food there, and then we went over to Breckenridge Brewery. It was a nice Saturday. And but I met with Bennett, and we talked about education, and just me and him. And you know, I got to tell you something. I like this guy. I mean, I really do like him. I think he's a serious, smart person. I think he's in it for the right reasons. And I like Andrew Romanoff. I think the exact same thing about them. And I said to Bennett, because, you know, I've been really rubbed raw by this whole friend breakup thing. I said to him, I'm feeling like really nervous now. Like, you know, we got all this media over, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the Hickenlooper interview and Hickenlooper making the comment on our show about this being a kind of a mental recession, and that created a controversy. And I know some Democrats are really angry at me. And, you know, I said to Bennett, I said, listen, I just want you to know, I really appreciate you taking the time and inviting me to have lunch with you. And I said, but I really want you to know, like, I hope you understand what we do, what my role is as a journalist, what my role is as a radio host. Right, my role is not to kiss your ass. It's not to go out of my way to bust you. You know, I'm not gonna bust you for things you don't deserve to be busted for, but I just hope you understand that. And you know, at least to me, he said, I do. I understand that, you know, your role is not as a propagandist. And I really appreciated that. But I tell you something, I'm feeling real I feel like people in politics right now, their nerves are rubbed so raw, it's like you can really lose friends quickly. And as I said, if you have any tips for me, I had this big friend breakup. Any tips, or if you've gone through a friend breakup, tell us your story. 303-713-7600. Also, weigh in on the Super Bowl. Which parts did you like? Which parts didn't you like? And the Colorado Capitol, the dome, according to Colorado Preservation, Inc., needs upgrading, renovation after 100 years of decay, and the state doesn't have the money for it. Should Colorado Preservation, Inc., should the state allow private corporate funds to be raised to fix this piece of public property? Because when that happens, and that's the plan, you're going to see corporate logos on top of the Colorado Dome. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave. This is Greg.
Hey, man.
Hey. A couple things. I was in a newspaper article this weekend, and they quoted one thing, and, man, I got a flurry of nasty text messages from people saying, well, you were wrong. And it's not that they don't understand. It's just they don't see the big picture. And a lot of times I think that's the part that people really don't take a look. And as far as your friend breakup, I had a friend breakup with somebody I worked with, believe it or not, and it was a Republican-Democrat thing.
It was a political thing. It was based on politics.
Yeah, we had to just say, hey, you know what, we're not going to talk about politics, we're going to talk about work, we're going to talk about sports, we're going to talk about kids, and we're going to talk about pets, and we set the limits. And it worked out. We're not as good as friends as we were. But yeah,
I mean, the problem is, let me ask you this question, because here's the thing that I struggle with, right? It's like, yeah, you don't want to break up. I mean, you don't want to only surround yourself with people that you agree with on every political issue, right? You want to have a diverse set of friends, right? But the problem is that at some level, you also want to be friends with people who share your values, right? Your core values. Now you can be, you can be a Republican and I can be a Democrat. And we can share core values, but there's kind of an overlap there. You know, it's not that cut and dry. You know what I mean?
No, you know, it's not cut and dry, but I think that it's part of it is you have to look at yourself and your reaction. And, you know, I've told all the radio shows that I've called in the past is I call it the 95% rule. 95% of the people are really good people, and they have a lot of positives to them. 5% are buttheads, and, you know, if you decide that the person's a butthead, there's a butthead, and you move on and surround yourself with the 95, doesn't mean you agree with everything they say, but at least you can discuss it civilly. And usually, you know, who's the bigger man and who comes back? And, I mean, a lot of times just saying, hey, you know what, I'm really sorry, I overreacted. And I'll give you a criticism on air real quick, okay?
Go ahead.
There's some days I really love listening to you. You've got great stuff. I don't always agree with you, but dude, some days I feel like freaking committing suicide after we talk or after I listen to you, man. It's just too much overwhelming negative, all right?
I hear you, man. I hear you. I mean, I think we try to calibrate it. I mean, the only thing is I don't want to, and I agree with you, and I appreciate the criticism. The one thing I would say, and I'm not trying to defend myself as much as I just want to be clear, if things are negative out there, I'm not going to try to put a positive face on them. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a couple weeks here of really, really bad news on healthcare and on the election. I felt like I would be being dishonest with the audience if I came on the air and was like, "Hey, everything's great, people." You know, but I hear you, man. It's definitely something to calibrate. You're right. You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks. Talk to you later.
All right, Bob in Wash Park. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. First, I wanted to say, when I watched that game yesterday, that sicky lime green, it wasn't even a good lime green. The grass didn't really interact with the blue that well of the Colt uniforms. And I thought to myself, can't they figure that out? That the kind of uniforms they're wearing and the grass itself, on my TV set, I had a hard time
actually looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of day glow green, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of like it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I thought, you know, for a professional venue, they should have figured that out.
Were you watching it in HD?
No, I was watching on my old analog.
Yeah, and you were even blown out. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, that's on the game. Now, regarding what you're talking about, I'd had a chance when I was listening to all these comments to refine my feelings. First of all, it's one thing for you to break up with somebody else because you're being true to your values, where you're breaking up with the other person, and you know that this other person, you know, it's just that you made a mistake, or at least you come to a conclusion that even though they got other good traits, that you are breaking up with them, and you know that they're really, really good people, but, you know, that's one thing. I think you can live with yourself that way. What gets you angry is that there are people that are breaking up with you either because they deceive themselves about their intention in having a friendship with you, and they really wanted to use you. They rationalized to themselves that they weren't there to use you, but they really, deep down, need to use you because they really are desperate for their career, their progress, or something like that. It's like Mr. Bennett says, you know, I don't know him personally, but he says intellectually to you, well, I don't really, you know, I really understand this, but deep down, he really needs to, I don't know if he would have wanted to take you to lunch and get to know you better if it wasn't that he had a career. He has a career.
Well, look, I mean, you bring up the issue, and, you know, people call it, you know, users, right?
Yeah, there are users deep down that are intent, like sociopathic users.
There are,
and then there are people that are self-deceived, but they are going to, they really want to use, they need to use you, but they didn't understand that they were only your friend because they were needing to use you.
Yeah, and I think we all have to be careful of users, right? And I don't, look, I don't think Michael Bennett, I appreciate him asking me to lunch, and it was because the backstory is we had gotten into a debate at one point about education policy, and he wanted to fill me in on what he's an advocate for various things in education and doesn't feel they're getting enough attention. I found it to be earnest. Now, he wasn't trying to be my friend, right? I mean, I'm a member of the media. He's trying to work with me. I get that, right? That's different than a personal friendship where, you know, you're expending personal friendship time. And I agree with you, man. And maybe this is my pet peeve, right? But you're exactly right. When I sense that somebody's being a user, man, it's like something flips in my brain and I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like all shields go up and I'm like,
Dave, that's exactly what's going on here with this dude, is you weren't putting out the message he wanted you to put out, so that's why he was all upset.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, I'm just learning. Look, I've only been doing this for going on a year now. I've been writing for a while, but, like, you know, I'm learning that there are users out there, and I'm not going to lie, folks. It makes me realize that there are real sacrifices to trying to do what we do here.
I hope this person's listening to this hour.
Oh. I mean,
whether
he is or he's not, it definitely makes me realize that, like, there are real sacrifices when we bring in a Hickenlooper or another politician, whoever it is, and we, you know, we really hold their feet to the fire. There's going to be personal sacrifices for me, And it's the same thing in your life, by the way. When you have a house party for a politician and you put their feet to the fire, you better know there's going to be personal sacrifices for you. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. 753 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
Well, you can imagine it's pretty brutal anywhere you're headed this morning. We're looking at traffic stretches where it's barely moving. Mostly in Aurora right now on 225 southbound Park Road to 25 northbounders from the spillway up past 6th Avenue. Even heavy all the way up to I-70 due to an accident on the ramp to from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. Also a crash northbound I-25 around E-470. And we have one on Santa Fe at Alameda. That's on the northbound side of Santa Fe. And still working this rollover crash in Brighton on US 85 north of Brighton Boulevard. Forecast today, light snow through 11 o'clock, just about another inch total. I tell you what, it's really flying here in the DTC. Clear skies, but cold temps this afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s, currently 24 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Celebrate Valentine's in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge in one of several wine and chocolate pairing stations at Peak's Chocolate Lounge on the 27th floor at the Hyatt Regency downtown. For more information on the Chocolate Lounge at Peak's or room reservations, visit denver-hyatt.com.
Hi, it's John Away. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including weightless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Valentine's Day is coming fast. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. ProFlowers is offering Valentine's Day bouquets starting at just $19.99. Plus, get a free glass vase and our 100% freshness guarantee when you order today. That's a great deal. To ensure delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the ProFlowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone password HOT19.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. I'll be the Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
The cash, so it has been all in cash, and the traffic signal is red. So I think it's very, very dangerous out there right now to be doing this without some help. And if you'd like some help, give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. We'd be delighted to talk to you about it.
303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. You need a strategy, and you need a recommendation for somebody who can get you a good strategy. 303-694-1600. Mike, good to talk. Stay warm out there.
All right, will do, David. Thanks.
License 707-193.
Did you know that a desperate mortgage guy could steal your identity in a matter of minutes? Think about it. Every time you buy a house or refinance, you arm these crooks. Pay stubs, W-2s, bank statements, driver's license, Social Security. The list goes on. Since 2007, identity theft is up 50%. 08, 10 million victims, most homeowners. They didn't get ripped off buying a pack of gum. 43% actually did business with the perpetrator. 43% knew the guy. Doing a mortgage puts you at risk. It's unacceptable. Period. Now, 15 years in business, Lenox Financial's not had one inquiry, not one. In fact, I feel so strongly about protecting our customers, whether you're buying a house or refinancing, Lenox Financial actually purchases, on your behalf, identity theft coverage for 12 full months after closing. The biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400.
D7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ernie from Fort Collins. Ernie, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I said I have 40 seconds.
Yeah, fire away.
You really struck a nerve this morning. I have a buddy that goes back to 1969. We were Vietnam veterans together. And brotherhood, and we parted ways. He went into the bottle, and I became a lefty over medical problems, and that we need good medical coverage since 1969. Anyway, when he sobered up, I guess he was listening to Rush Limbaugh or something. And so when we're together, we try to say we're not going to talk politics.
Well, you know, Ernie, and I'm sorry to cut it short. We got to get a break. But, you know, I think that's a lot of the way people circumvent these things and avoid friend breakups is to really say that they can't have politics infect their relationships. It's a tough thing to do, but sometimes you really got to do it, and it's good advice. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Sorry to cut it short.
This winter's single-digit temperatures worked our furnaces hard, and our furnaces need a little tender, loving care. Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. We depend on our overworked and often neglected furnaces to keep us warm and safe, to operate efficiently without complaining, and with as little attention from us as possible. Our part is simple, and that is to get our furnaces tuned up once a year. This tune-up will last for 12 months, and if you call right now, I will do it for you for just $49. I can give you more than half off this time of year. You get Whippleized with our Wow Tune-Up. You'll say, wow, you are so thorough. Wow, you did a great job. And wow, you saved me so much money on my utility bill. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, eating troubles all gone.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Not many planes are getting in or out of the D.C. area. And on the ground, good luck. It'll take a while to clear things after the big weekend snowstorm. Let's check in now with CBS's Barry Bagnato, who's stuck in Olney, Maryland.
On this street, there is no street, Dave. The space between the houses is paved with deep, glistening snow, unblemished except for a path carved by kids slogging up to the sledding hill. Overburdened branches hang precariously. One willowy cypress slump so far it's practically parallel to the ground. And with a new storm forecast, it might soon have to bear the weight of another half foot of snow, Dave.
40,000 customers still without power in southern New Jersey. Atlantic City Electric's Sandra May with this message to those in Cape May County.
The road conditions have made the assessment of the damage and the restoration efforts very challenging, but we continue to work around the clock.
They started cheering in 1967 when the Saints first kicked off, and now New Orleans fans are backing the Super Bowl champs. After beating Indianapolis last night, the team heads home. WWL's Dave Cohen says it'll be crazy at the airport.
Thousands expected to line the road to cheer on the Saints and welcome them home.
It's the greatest thing ever, right here.
It's just a dream come true.
Tomorrow night, hundreds of thousands to fill the streets for a Saints Super Bowl victory parade.
Some of the super ads from last night's telecast were stripped down.
I wear no pants. I wear no pants.
No fewer than three Super Bowl ads featuring people in their underwear. One had racy car driver Danica Patrick and less than that getting a massage. That actually one of the least popular Super Bowl commercials this year, according to USA Today's ad meter. The favorite, Betty White eating Snickers and playing football. But you gotta love that spot with Letterman, Leno, and Oprah.
Worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice.
I was just saying that because I'm here.
I need to say that because I'm here.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
What to do when brakes on some Toyotas feel like they are slow to respond?
Toyota dealers have reportedly been told to stand by for instructions on just what to do with 2010 Prius models that have braking problems. Toyota engineers have been working on a software fix, but the company will not confirm reports that it's preparing to order a recall. Toyota dealers are already swamped dealing with repairs involving two other recalls.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert. Credit card use in a tight economy. Many of us are holding our cards close to the vest.
A small but growing number of American consumers have turned their backs on credit cards. Credit card debt fell nearly 20% late last year, a record drop. And though some of that's due to banks tightening credit, USA Today says the number of new accounts fell nearly 50%. The downside to not having a credit card? A tougher time renting cars or booking hotels.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker. Wall Street on this Monday. The Dow is down 41, the NASDAQ down 5. This is CBS News.
Small business owners are looking for customers. We at Intuit Websites believe that customers are everywhere. Down the street, across town, there could be a customer in Scranton looking for you right now. Get found with your own website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style, edit, and get online as easy as 1, 2, 3. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So instead of spending time looking for customers, have them find you for a change. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Investigators are back in Boulder today trying to figure out what caused two small planes to collide over the weekend. Boulder lawyer Bob Matthews, his brother, Inglewood engineer Mark Matthews, and 25-year-old pilot Alexander Gilmer all died. The FAA says the two planes crashed and the glider disconnected and landed safely. Jennifer Rohde is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
We will recover the wreckage to a local storage facility where we can lay the wreckage out and identify impact marks and attempt to identify the direction of flight of each aircraft.
But authorities will have to complete their investigation without help from the flight recorder on Matthew's plane. They say it was too badly damaged to provide any useful data. Charlie Sheen and his wife are due in court in Aspen today. They want to modify a restraining order, keeping them apart. Sheen is also facing arraignment on charges from a Christmas Day domestic violence incident with his wife. In sports, the Nuggets are up tonight. The Avs are at home to play the St. Louis Blues. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a miserable drive all around the metro. We've got slick, icy, and snowpack conditions. The slushy areas are now turning to ice. Bridges, ramps, and overpasses are a mess. Either direction of I-25, you're going to find speeds in the teens, single digits even, between the tech center and downtown. That drive's going to cost you about 45 minutes. In fact, you're pretty much going to have to double or even triple your trips anywhere you're heading this morning. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cold one today with a high only topping out in the mid-20s. Currently, it is 19 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate Valentine's and romantic and overlook the city lights and indulge in one of several wine and chocolate pairing stations at Peaks Chocolate Lounge on the 27th floor of the Hyatt Regency downtown. For more information on the Chocolate Lounge at Peaks or room reservations, visit denver-hyatt.com.
Food for thought from farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we've followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to get back to a discussion of the Super Bowl in a little while. Remember, Dave Zirin, the sports writer, will join us at 9 to talk about that. But first, our first guest of the show this morning is Rebecca Rosen. She's a local psychic medium, and her new book is titled Spirited, Connect to the Guides All Around You. She's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight at 7:30 p.m., and she's already starred in an extended segment on ABC's Nightline. So there's a lot of buzz about her work. And so, since she was local, since she's doing a book event here, we wanted to have her on the show. You can find her website, RebeccaRosen.com. Rebecca, thanks for taking the time this morning.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
So, I was reading this piece in the Denver Post about you and your work, and I was struck by the fact that down at the bottom of this piece, you said that you had to initially be convinced that psychic reading was a real phenomenon, a real possibility. How did you come to be convinced of that?
Well, personally, for me, it took a two-year process in which my dead grandmother was talking to me through my journaling, and she had predicted my future husband, and she told me his exact birthday, his name, and some other clues. And so, over 2 years' time, you know, I had to suspend disbelief because I was skeptical. But fast forward 2 years, it all panned out and down to the exact birthday, and now this is my husband. And so I always tell people it's healthy to be skeptical until you have enough evidence to prove otherwise.
When you, when somebody comes and sees you, or in your book when you write about this, what kinds of things can you do? I mean, like, are there, what are the boundaries? I mean, can you tell people way far into the future? What are the parameters?
Okay, well, I can't predict lotto numbers. I hear that all the time. But what I can do, I can connect with people's loved ones that have passed on, bring through a lot of validation so they walk away feeling convinced it's them, give information about the past and present and sometimes the future. Sometimes the dead people don't know your future. The book is all about you create your future along with God. So it's not, it's not set in stone. And so the information that comes through about the future is a likely outcome based on the road you're traveling down, but that's bound to change at any point based on your free will.
So you are really when you have people in and when you work with people, you are really communicating with their loved ones who may not be here anymore.
Correct. You know, one of my goals when I realized I had this ability was to bring people the same peace of mind and comfort that my dead grandmother brought me when I was going through a very dark time. And it's nice to know that we're not alone, somebody up there is watching over us, and that it's all going to be okay. And that, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people are grieving the loss of a loved one. And my hope is to remind them that their loved ones are doing great and they will see them again.
When you have somebody, when you're working with somebody, I mean, do they have to physically be there, or is it, I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, is this predicated on, like, you got to touch their hand or?
No. In fact, 90% of my business is done over the phone. There is no such thing as time or space with spirit. So I can be talking to you and you're, excuse me, I'm getting over losing my voice. I've been talking so much last week. but I basically can do it anywhere because the spirits are with you, not me. I just have to have some connection to your energy.
Again, on the line with us is Rebecca Rosen. She's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight. Her new book, Spirited, Connect to the Guides All Around You. And she's been featured on Nightline. She's been featured on Entertainment Tonight. Her website, RebeccaRosen.com. Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot here, and I don't want to ask you to do anything you don't want to do. And it's kind of like the Seinfeld episode, although you and I are not dating, obviously. But there was that Seinfeld episode where he's going out with a masseuse, and he doesn't know whether to ask her for a massage. But can you give me an example of what you would do over the phone, like right now, right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start. What would you ask me?
I would ask you nothing. When I get on the phone with people, I ask them to say their first name. And then from there, I just tell you what I'm picking up.
Oh, wow. So can we do it?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, and I want to be clear. You said in the article, before we do this, you said in the article that in the Denver Post piece that if there's nobody up there talking to you, you're not going to, like, make stuff up. I mean, if there's no one talking.
Right. You know, I rely, my source of information are the dead people around. You. So there, I have nothing to work with.
So I should ask before, one last question before we do this.
Yeah.
Roughly how many people do you work with where that happens?
Oh, God. I would say it's so rare. I mean, 1 out of 500 that I can't pick up on something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna do it. We're gonna try this out here. All right, so fire away.
Okay. So what I have around you is this older father figure, and what I mean by that has to be their dad, stepdad, father-in-law, or grandfather. You knew him, influential, had upper respiratory problems, because I'm in my lung, heart area. Wants me to reference your mom is living, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging your mother. Supposed to bring up the January birthday. Who just had it?
Who's just had it?
Yeah, who just had their birthday. And is this your father who passed?
No, my grandfathers have passed.
Okay, so your mother's father. Because if you show me acknowledge your mom, it has to be maternal side then.
Yes, okay? Yes.
Okay, now find out what January is. Because if you show me that is a celebration, could be birthday, anniversary, or death. but something that would make sense in connection to grandfather. Now, do we know who the James is? And if it's not James, it would have to be a J initial who died.
In January.
I don't know if the January connection is to him, to your mom. But look, and do you know who the J male James is?
I don't know a male James. I know a male Jeffrey.
Okay. Has he died?
No.
That's not it. It's a deceased energy. And I'm going to tell you the fishing connection, which means, did you ever go fishing with this grandfather on your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. There's some memory of this or recent, like, conversation or thought about it. And he was a character. He has a good sense of humor. He's telling you to slow down, which means trying to cram in too much in your life at once. Also acknowledging you're very claircognizant. What that means is you meet people, you walk into situations, you have a clear read on it. You're very intuitive. You know what they're about. Trust that knowing. Are you David?
I am.
Okay. So he's acknowledging David. Is there a junior? Who's the other? Who has the same name as your grandfather?
Anybody?
Well, no, not anybody. It's in the family.
Michael. His name was Mike. We don't have a Michael.
There's another connection to another, unless there's another David.
In my extended family?
I don't know.
Yes, there is another David in the extended family.
He's acknowledging the junior, which means either somebody has your name or somebody has his name. Okay? Now, lung issues, heart issues. Was that grandfather?
Yes.
Okay. He's trying to give a heads up to the family, which means just to be on top of this, which means it's hereditary, whatever this is. But as long as you are aware and doing what you need to do to stay healthy, you will be fine. I am supposed to reference your relationship. Are you dating somebody?
I'm married.
You're married. Okay, he's acknowledging stay with this, which means bumps in my head mean ups and downs, things that come up that sometimes we just want to throw our arms up in the air and walk away from it, and it's his way of encouraging you to stick with it. What is this celebration? 1-1-1. 1 is to me is the first month, January. If that doesn't make sense to you, what is on the first of a month, the 11th? He keeps flashing ones.
I don't know. The first of any month coming up? And the problem is, and I should be completely honest, I don't know. I'm not very good with remembering all the dates.
Okay, this is typical. Just write it down, ask your mom,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully she'll be able to validate this.
The first of a month.
The first, or if I see one, it's how it works with me. They throw one in my head. So what I'm seeing is either January, the first month, or it's the first of a month. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look into that.
I will.
Now, he also wants to reference the tickets. Somebody gave you tickets randomly. Somebody out of the blue, like, gift you with some tickets. I mean, this would be like tickets to a sporting event that you got randomly. He's acknowledging you have not gone yet.
I didn't go to Denver Beer Fest, and they were given to me.
They were given to you, but it's something about him smiling like you should have gone.
And I'm sure John Turk, the producer for this show, is saying I should have gone as well.
You should have gone. I don't know, but he's smiling like it was important for you to. It's important for you to play more. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just reminding you, next time, say yes to the tickets that come. Grandpa inspired that to happen. And I'm supposed to bring up Robert. Who's Robert?
That's my dad.
Okay, he's acknowledging hello to him and caution about upper respiratory stuff. Has dad had some recent health, like, checkup, scare with heart stuff?
He had a little while back something with his upper back.
Okay, that makes sense because the way I see it, I'm in that upper area, and it's just be mindful. Don't overdo it.
I'm going to tell him.
Tell him, though, he's fine. Like, this is not a life or death message, okay? And then it's just a reference to still Mary. Who's Mary that died? Is that Robert's mother?
No, Robert's mother is still alive, but her name is Margie.
Margie, that's it. We need to reference her, and this is your grandfather, not different side of the family,
mm-hmm.
but I have to mind you, they don't care about sides, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's acknowledging the Margie to Robert and wants to acknowledge her just having a really upbeat energy. Is she an optimist?
No, she's the opposite.
Okay, well, they're acknowledging her and they're showing me the smile, which means then that's the message. She needs to be more optimistic.
Yeah, well, that is definitely the case.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Okay, but the point is, okay, she's not ready to join them. So I think it's their way of saying make the most of your time that's left here. We're supposed to bring up this big surprise. Did your parents have a big surprise anniversary party? What's the big surprise? Surprise birthday party? I'm supposed to acknowledge it in connection to your mom and dad.
There is a I know what you're talking about. I can't disclose it.
Okay.
But I actually know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, he's smiling up there that he's aware of this. Now, I'm supposed to tell you he's smoking, which means that he's smoking life.
He used to smoke.
He's smoking, which means he has nothing to lose now. Why not? And if you smell smoke around you in odd places, it's a sign from grandfather. I'm also supposed to mention, this is off the subject, a younger male who died, who'd be a friend, cousin, some male contemporary to you, who died suddenly, feels like there was either an overdose or he was over-medicated. That's the J name. That's the J. Jason, J, James, he knows you. Are you one of three kids?
I'm one of three kids, yes.
Talking about knowing you guys growing up.
Hmm.
You have a distant cousin.
This is ringing a bell. I need to ask.
Ask a sibling. Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I've got two brothers.
Ask a brother.
I will.
I'm getting that this is not for you directly, but you know of him, that he's trying to say it was a sudden death. He's trying to say he's okay. It happened not recently, but years ago, but time doesn't matter, okay? And then I'm supposed to tell you that he's owning it. It doesn't mean it's suicide, but it does mean that he made some bad choices, which led to his passing. Okay, you'll figure it out, but that is the
with
J.
With a J.
J or G. Sometimes it's like George, but it's spelled with a G.
Okay.
It's a J sound.
All right.
Okay. 1 second. Do you have two kids?
No.
Who are the two? Do you have two dogs in the house?
I have a dog. We actually, there are two dogs. Yes. Because my brother's dog is basically lives at our house. Now he's going to get mad at me for saying
that. Well, that's what's going on here, because the two little ones, which to me are animals or young kids, see your grandfather's energy. Okay, it's very common. So if you see that the dog's looking around like there's a fly in the air, but there's not, seeing a spirit. I'm supposed to tease about Elvis, which means is mom an Elvis fan? Grandma, do you know why they're teasing about the Elvis connection?
I don't know.
Look into it, but there's something funny
Elvis,
about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, sometimes when I see Elvis, somebody got renewed their vows in Vegas. That mean anything?
My mom was just in Vegas.
Okay. Then ask your mom about the Elvis thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay? Because he's teasing, like he thinks it's funny or rolling his eyes here, but she would know what it is. Too bad your mom's not on the phone.
I know. Seriously.
Okay. And then the A-N, as in Angie, Anthony, Annie, who's the A-N?
There is a cousin named Andrew.
Who's living?
Who is his grandson as well.
Yeah, going through a rough time. So you may not know this, but check in. But grandfather's with him constantly right now. Something's off, okay? And he's to be reminded to keep his faith.
I actually know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, and I don't even know what I'm talking about because he's not showing me what's off. It's just there's one thing specific that it will just comfort him to know that he's not. He'll get through this. Is the message. Okay, and are you extremely particular about, like, things being in their specific space? Like, if things are unorganized, it drives you crazy.
To say the least.
Okay, because he's giving you a hard time, like, lighten up. It's not that big of a deal. Or, like, you have this routine or perfection. And he's telling you, like, not to sweat the small
stuff. Yeah, tell him he should talk.
Right. But maybe he gets it now and that the little things aren't that important. He loves you very much. This man is the one, if you said, who's watching over me, it's him. I'm sure you have other dead people, but he's the main person. And I don't see a whole lot of things you need to be aware of or I guess, cautioned on in the near future, which is always a good sign. I do see you getting pulled over, but like, driving, getting pulled over, getting a warning.
In the future.
In the very near future.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, which means you can prevent this.
Right, right.
You might have a close call, but you get off, and you can, the grandfather's the one who makes sure you don't get a ticket.
Okay.
Hold on. And there is concern about the mother, but it's not your mother. It has to be wife's mom. Did she recently have a scare with cancer?
She had recently had a scare with a heart issue.
Okay. She will be fine, but it was a definite wake-up call. Okay? They want her to know. They want your wife to know.
Well, she's listening right now. She knows.
Tell your wife, or hi, wife. Just know, your mom's not going anywhere. But it had to happen, okay? And it's going to make everybody more just grateful for what we have and our health and the present moment. But mom's not going anywhere. The fish keeps coming up. Do you have a picture, like, of catching this gigantic fish with Grandpa? Do you have a picture of going fishing with him?
I might somewhere.
You ask your mom.
I will.
She might say, that's really funny. The other day I was looking through something and I saw it.
Yeah, I will ask her.
Okay. You should, this is so random. Anyway, you should be cremated. Have you had this discussion about burial versus cremation when it comes
no.
to your turn? He's teasing. Was he cremated?
No.
There's a joke about this. Ask your mom.
Okay. All right.
The bottom line, I always tell people, look, once we die, we really don't care what happens. It's, you know, we're not our bodies. So that's really up to the living family.
Well, this has been really, really fascinating. And I want to ask one question, not about my own telling there. What I'm curious is, my last question for you, and again, on the line with us is Rebecca Rosen. She's going to be at the Tatter Cover tonight at Highlands Ranch at 7:30. When you are communicating here, are you seeing these people or are you hearing them? I mean, just
no.
If you can, describe what's going on in your mind.
What's going on in my mind is chaos. Basically, they are impressing me with thoughts and feelings, okay? There's no dead people don't have bodies. They don't have voices. So in my experience, I don't see them and I don't hear them. It's like they're talking to me in my own mind's voice. So then it's very vague, which is why I'm saying to you, J name. In my head, I saw the initial J, okay? So there's, you know, it's like playing charades. You mm-hmm. then have to figure out what are they trying to get me to say, and hopefully.
And what was it about the J again?
The J is the guy who died contemporary to you, to one of your brothers, who mm-hmm. died suddenly, and that was the guy who was bursting in at the beginning with your grandfather.
Okay. I'm going to definitely do some investigation
you
with that.
You definitely should, because what I find out 9 times out of 10, people can piece it together.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to do that. And we got to go because of our time clock here. And I want really appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. I appreciate you being open.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. And it's, again, Rebecca Rosen. Her book is Spirited. Connect to the guides all around you. The Tatter Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight at 7:30. She's been featured on Nightline Entertainment Tonight. Go there. Ask her any questions. Challenge her. Her website, RebeccaRosen.com. And, you know, Rebecca, at some point, we would love to have you back. We would love to have you in studio and take some calls.
That would be great.
It would be great. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, okay?
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye. 826 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't ever say that we don't try to cover a lot of ground here on AM 760.
How are you feeling after that, Dave?
I'm feeling a little bit, weirded out.
Well, she seemed to know some stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
what a cool guest.
It was very cool. I mean, I tell you that, like, I was kind of sweating at one point. Like, I was literally, like, I'm, like, perspiring. Like,
right, no, I can't. Like, I walked into your studio at one point, and you didn't even want to look at me.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I would have liked to have talked to her.
Yeah, well.
You know, I lost a couple of close friends last year.
Well, let's get her back in studio when she's done with her
awesome.
And we'll take some calls and stuff like that. And because I tell you something, folks, if you're wondering whether I believe in all this stuff, I'll put it this way. I am a skeptic. But I am also open to the idea that there is something to it, you know, and I think that that's where I am. You can say you don't believe it at all, but that's where I am. And Turk, do you believe it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, I think there's
I'm not a skeptic when it comes to stuff like that.
I think there's a lot of weird stuff out there that we don't know about and that people like her can tap into. And I'll tell you something. I've been to one time before, and it was the same kind of situation. It was very, very... It was a little too close to home, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's really creepy. All right, 27 after the hour, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have some heavy, heavy traffic on 225 northbound side from about the spillway all the way to I-70. We do have a crash there after Colfax, 3 cars involved. So that trip is just brutal for you. Southbound side, not much better there. Barely moving there from about Parker Road down to the 25 merge. On 25, normal jam southbound side, really stacked up in Adams County, 136th all the way down to 84th. Also jams there from about 58th Avenue past Spear. Also a new crash westbound I-70 near Highway 58. Your forecast today, light snow through 11 a.m., just about another inch or two total. Clear skies, but cold temps, highs in the mid-20s, currently 22 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to?
10, 9, 8. As this year gets underway, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight. Join Weight Watchers for free right now. Weight Watchers breaks weight loss down into achievable steps so you can start off right, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit WeightWatchers.com and join for free today. Weight Watchers, stop dieting, start living. Registration fee waived, must pay meetings fees, valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living green. Today.
Why I'm not sleeping that well? You put a little headset on, go home for one night. It's actually fascinating. I mean, you won't believe what they will find out. And if you are a snorer or have a sleep apnea, they've got dental solutions, basic dental solutions to that. Yes, there is a big connection between sleep and dentistry. Call now for your complimentary consultation, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-77-SMILE. 303-777-6453. On the web at IncredibleSmiles.com. Call Lori and Incredible Smiles today. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Mark, technician from SafeLight and Elite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack. It spread. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight Elite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Call SafeLight Elite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
I'm heading out to pick up some office supplies.
Oh, I'd go to Staples.
Yeah? How are their prices on paper?
Low.
How about printers?
Low.
Laptops?
Low.
Binder clips?
Low.
Ink?
Low.
Legal pads?
Low.
Pens?
Low.
Ballpoint pens?
Low, low, low. Look, Staples has low prices every day on over 7,000 items.
Felt tip pens?
I give up.
Save the easy way every day at Staples. And right now, save even more with $10 instant savings on TurboTax. Staples, that was easy.
Offer valid on select TurboTax products through 2610.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
A31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A couple news stories I want to fill you in on here. Tom Tancredo, I'm sure you've heard about this, he said in a speech that Obama was elected because, quote, we do not have a civics literacy test to vote. He's being blasted. The Denver Post, the headline, Tom Tancredo blasted for his idea to create a poll test. Some stories from the legislature coming up. A House to hear DUI felony bill on Monday, a bill that makes a third DUI conviction a felony, is scheduled to be heard Monday afternoon by a House committee. That's HB 1184. And this has been a problem with people getting out and getting back on the roads after being convicted of DUI offenses. Also, this is a big deal. A packed hearing at the end of the week last week for a bill that seeks to address wide differences in cost based on gender in the individual healthcare market, saw clashes erupt between male and female members on the committee. This is HB 1008. This is the gender discrimination bill. The motion to pass this bill ultimately passed out of committee on an 8-2 vote. It now moves to the floor. We will continue to keep you up to date on that. Also, up in Fort Collins, Medical marijuana is on the agenda for Fort Collins officials. Marijuana caregivers with more than one patient would not be able to grow or distribute products from their homes under new regulations being proposed by Fort Collins municipal leaders. We'll keep you posted on that as well. Up next, the Martin Luther King of football. We're going to get into a discussion about Eddie Robinson with author Denny Pressman after a traffic update with John Turch.
Thank you, Dave. Just a mess out there. I'm looking at traffic barely moving on most of the major highways around town. Let's go ahead and start on I-25. Jams in the single digits all the way from C-470 as you travel northbound up past Evans and into downtown. Southbound, same deal, 136 to 84th, again from about 58th into downtown. Three-car accident northbound 225 after Colfax. That's adding to some really slow speeds on the northbound side of 225 all the way back around the spillway. Southbounders hitting the brakes around Iliff, and that's going to last all the way down to the 25 merge at the Tech Center. Also working to crash westbound I-70 at Highway 58 out on the west end. And there's a lot of patchy ice out there, so do be careful. Your forecast today, light snow, flurries around the metro should wrap up before noon. Skies will clear, but cold temps will stick around today. Afternoon high of 25, right now 22 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The fish sandwich is back at Arby's. A delicious crispy fish fillet with lettuce, tomato, and a tangy tartar sauce. Come in today and get two fish sandwiches for just $5. And don't forget the curly fries and a drink for limited time only. So get yours today. I'm thinking Arby's.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
This is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson. Call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
This is the sound of a car door slamming. This is my girlfriend speeding away. This is us 40 minutes earlier entering Sushi Kaiju for a romantic dinner. I found Sushi Kaiju by searching online. No mention was made of the rude service. Or the tainted Toro. Diana loved tuna.
Yahoo Search delivers restaurant reviews and ratings, maps and more, all on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
Having me on your show. I worked at the Rocky Mountain News for 25 years and retired about 18 months before they turned out the lights. 43-year career in journalism and newspapers, and this is my fourth book. First biography and the first time I've written about a person who wasn't alive to tell me his story, and it was really a fascinating experience.
So you had to go back into Eddie Robinson's life posthumously.
Totally. Interviewed about 40 people, did many, many weeks of research, read many books, visited many places. Total research and interviewing work.
Tell us who Eddie Robinson is. I mean, and we had you on here, and I want to be clear to folks. It is Black History Month, so this is particularly relevant, but it would be relevant at any time because of Eddie Robinson's story. Tell us who Eddie Robinson is and why people should see him as so important.
Eddie Robinson had the longest tenure of any college football coach in history. He coached at Grambling State University in Louisiana for 57 years, won 408 games, which at the time were the most coaching victories of any coach at any level. He's since been surpassed by a coach at Division III St. John's in Minnesota, John Gagliardi. He sent more than 200 players into pro football, and most importantly, really opened pro football to black players. If you
200 NFL players from Grambling.
Yes, and including the first black star, Tank Younger, from an all-black college, the first black quarterback to be drafted in the first round of the pro football draft, the first black quarterback to actually start a season as the starting quarterback, James Harris, Doug Williams, who killed the Broncos in Super Bowl 22, was a Grambling star and a Heisman Trophy candidate who played for Eddie, and so he really opened pro football to black players, and in addition was just a tremendous force in developing students and athletes as people and as mature and productive contributing adults.
And again, you were a reporter at the Rocky Mountain News. How did you choose to write about Eddie Robinson? I mean, was there a Colorado connection? How'd that connection start between you and his life?
When Eddie died in 2007, April of 2007, having been a sports writer early in my career, I was well aware of him from his early days of sending players into the professional ranks. And I just really wanted to read more about him when he died. And there wasn't that much in the Denver papers. There wasn't that much on, on national TV that I saw. And so I started looking for a biography and found that no one had written one. And I just couldn't believe that a person who had made such significant contributions as Eddie Robinson, his career spanned 11 presidencies, the entire civil rights movement, and that there wasn't more written about him. And so once I found that there wasn't a biography of him, I thought I would try one.
How much resistance was there to African American players in the NFL? I mean, obviously there's not resistance to African American players playing football today, and there probably is still racism, obviously, in professional sports. But trace, if you can, what he was going up against, what barriers, what it was like to take down the barriers that he took down.
Well, at the time that Tank Younger went into the NFL I believe it was 1949, there had only been three or four black players in pro football. And those were players that Paul Brown had some experience with. He coached one at Ohio State. He had encountered another one in at the Great Lakes Naval Station. And so Tank Younger was really the first player to come out of an all-black college, and Eddie, when he put him on the train in Grambling to go to Los Angeles, told him, if you don't make it, it'll be years before another black player from an all-black college gets a chance. One of the things you have to remember about that era, black colleges were ignored in the mainstream press. So for years, Eddie's successes as a coach and his successes with his teams were not reported in anything but black newspapers. And so to send Tank Younger into the NFL was truly a pioneering effort. And fortunately, he had identified the right person. He had coached Tank in high school during World War II because they suspended college football at Grambling and at many colleges and universities during the war. And so he was familiar with Tank as a high school player, and then Tank went to Grambling, and so he groomed him for several years. But black football was ignored in the mainstream.
Well, and that leads to my next question, just about Eddie Robinson in specific. His career spanned so far that I wonder if he was ever given an opportunity himself to move to a bigger or more widely known football program. And if not, was that because of the racism so embedded in the sport at the time?
He interviewed with Carol Rosenblum before Chuck Knox was hired with the Rams, but was rumored to be a candidate at the University of Iowa. He had gotten his master's degree at Iowa, and Iowa early on had been more receptive to black students and black athletes and so forth than most schools. Neither one obviously panned out. He stayed at Grambling for 57 years. And I think really in his heart, he was so committed to Grambling that he was where he wanted to be. He does feel that, or did feel that he probably should have gotten more offers or more contacts.
And why didn't he?
I think it was because he was black at the height of his career. And after a certain point, after he'd been there probably 30, 35 years.
Then he became an institution.
Yes, he wasn't going to go anywhere after that.
He had become an institution. And again, we're talking to Denny Dressman. He's the author of a new book, Eddie Robinson, the Martin Luther King of Football. He's going to be at the Tatter Cover on Colfax tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m. and also at the Denver Press Club, 5:30 on Thursday. And his book is about Eddie Robinson, the great coach of Grambling, college football coach. And what do you think Eddie Robinson would say in your research? I mean, not that you can speak for him, but you can give an educated guess. What would he say about the state of, let's say, college athletes at college athletics today? There's talk I've heard, and our guest Dave Zirin, the sports writer for The Nation, has made the argument that college right now treats the athletes, maybe they always have, but college right now treats the athletes as kind of indentured servants. The college makes a huge amount of money out of college athletics, and the athletes, and in many sports, these are lower income folks who get into that school or are given a scholarship to that school because of their athletics, that they're actually being exploited. Would Eddie Robinson subscribe to that? I mean, what would he say about the state of college sports today?
I think he would say that it is vastly different than when he was coaching. Eddie was truly committed to, and if you talk to any of his former players, they would almost without exception say the same thing. He was committed to them as people. His first priority was to get an education. One of the popular and well-known quotes attributed to him by his players is, when the legs stop moving, you still have to be able to contribute and live and enjoy a full life. And so he was a very, very big one about going to class, getting an education. He also stressed having a religious background. His recruiting pitch was always directed at the parents, and in the case of the kids he was recruiting, usually mothers. Willie Davis, the Hall of Famer from the Packers from back in the 60s, tells a story of he was at his house, and just before Eddie left, he turned to his mother and said, "There's one more thing I have to tell you before I leave to go back to Grambling. If Willie comes to Grambling, he's going to go to class, he's going to get an education, he's going to graduate, he's going to go to church every Sunday." And with that, Willie's mother popped out of the chair and said, "Oh, Willie, you've got to go to Grambling."
And the thing is, at least during Eddie Robinson's era, especially at Grambling, as you mentioned, it was being ignored by the mainstream press. It must not have been such a huge kind of corporatized mega business endeavor. That is college football at the time that he was at his peak.
Certainly, well, I don't think anywhere. Of course, everything's relative, and the emphasis on major college football then was extreme, but in a different way and at a different level than now. But at Grambling and in Eddie's circle in the Southwestern Athletic Conference, and that they were dealing with such meager budgets. Eddie, when he first started coaching at Grambling, he was the groundskeeper. He drove the bus. He was the trainer. He did everything. And so there was no largesse associated with the black college football programs.
And I want to follow up by that with asking, a general question, because I know there's a lot of people in the audience who may not be sports fans who would say, you know, if Eddie Robinson was, they would stipulate, you know, I, Denny, I totally believe you. You know, he was the Martin Luther King of football. Why haven't we heard more about him? Or, and is the fact that we haven't heard more about him, is that simply confirm a lot of the stuff that you've written about the challenges that let's say a coach like this, an African American coach at a historically black college, would face in terms of getting attention?
I think nationally that's true. Certainly, Eddie's a much bigger figure in the South,
right?
And
right. That's obvious.
His name recognition and his stature there, and in many major cities, in New York City, in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, you know, Grambling, while Eddie was a coach, played in 28 states and in Tokyo twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was extremely well known in those communities, primarily, within the black communities in those cities. And I think in Denver, I don't know that he ever played in Denver, that Grambling ever played in Denver. The one thing I would point
out. But you know, to put it into perspective, like, people out here know who Joe Paterno is, right? And Joe Paterno, the Penn State coach. Now, maybe it's because Penn State's football program over the years has become this, you know, this almost this industry, right? And maybe it's just the size and scope of the schools. But that's why I asked the question. I wonder, is the fact that a coach with this kind of record, with this kind of place in history, isn't as well known as a Joe Paterno, all due respect to Joe Paterno, does that reflect in your mind kind of where he came from?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it really goes back to how long it took, how much of his career was spent before what he was accomplishing and what black colleges were accomplishing was really incorporated into the mainstream press coverage,
mm-hmm.
Into the consciousness of the nation. And without that, I mean, Joe Paterno is on TV every week and has been covered for the last 25 years. Well, the last 25 years is only about 8 or 9 of Eddie's career.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Last question for you. Again, in studio with us is Denny Dressman. He's the author of Eddie Robinson, the Martin Luther King of football. Denny will be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax on Tuesday night at 7:30. Also at the Denver Press Club on Thursday at 5:30. And my last question for you is, how politically outspoken was Eddie Robinson? I mean, how, did he use his platform in a way, in a kind of way that, let's say, I mean, certainly not at the same size and scope, but as a Muhammad Ali did at that time?
Not at all. That was one of the things that really surprised me as I worked on the book, is that Eddie kept a very low profile in terms of the civil rights movement and the issues of the civil rights movement. He really worked at teaching his students, his athletes, everyone around him that the way to progress was to get an education and then to show accomplishment, show that you can do things well, that you can be counted on, that you can break down all those stereotypes. I interviewed Congressman John Lewis, who was a leader of the civil rights movement, with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and I wanted to get his take on Eddie, because Eddie did not go into the streets and did not make a lot of public pronouncements. And Congressman Lewis said that indeed Eddie made quite a contribution, that their belief in SNCC was that everyone had a role and the roles were not all the same, and that Eddie's role in terms of preparing people to succeed, they were doing the hard work to get people to open their minds and to change, but they had to have people come along behind and actually live up to that.
And you know, that's one of the most brilliant things when you look at the civil rights movement in general, is that the understanding within that movement of different roles. And I think that was really, really key to that movement's success. You're right. And I read the quote from John Lewis about Eddie Robinson, and it's a fascinating quote that is really instructive for other movements moving forward. The book, again, Eddie Robinson, the Martin Luther King of football, the author, Denny Dressman. He will be at the Tatter Cover on Colfax on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. and at the Denver Press Club at 5:30. Denny, thanks for taking time in studio on a snowy day.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, up next, we'll fill you in on a couple of national news stories, including, are we going to get another televised confrontation between President Obama and congressional Republicans? Stick around for that after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Just to give you an idea how nasty it is out there, almost on accident alert, it is taking Denver Police Department about an hour to respond to accidents on the side streets, so it is just a brutal drive out there for you. Traffic just stacked, mostly on 225 both directions between I-70, the tech center. Also I-25 between C-470 and Evans going northbound. Southbounders, 136th, all the way down into downtown. Also, those approaches into Denver really stacking up on eastbound 270, westbound 76. Also on the turnpike, westbounders, Flatiron Circle to Table Mesa. Eastbounders from Wadsworth all the way to 25. Let's go through the accidents. Northbound 225 after Colfax, southbound I-25 at Colorado, one eastbound I-70 at Havana, and westbound I-70 near Highway 58. Forecast today, light snow through 11 o'clock with just about another inch or two. Clear skies but cold temps with highs in the mid-20s, currently 23 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You made Subway footlongs famous, so we're making any regular footlong a $5 footlong. That's right, any regular made-to-order... $5. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh. Excludes premium subs. Prices and participation may vary.
There's never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000 or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Not in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
For yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee deal at TurboTax.com. Check your rent claim based on survey July 2009.
Join Weight Watchers for free right now and learn how to handle the big game and hungry cheering you on to inhale all the cheesy puffs. Learn how to master parties, lose weight, and keep it off. Join for free today and you win. Hungry loses. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers. Stop dieting. Start living. Registration fee waived. Must pay meetings fees. Valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March.
HPGold.com.
Mark, technician from SafeLight and Elite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight Elite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Call SafeLight Elite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the national news, we're going to check in with Dave Zirin about the Super Bowl and the politicization or the political messages coming out of the Super Bowl, if there were any. I'm definitely curious to hear his take. I saw on his Twitter feed last night a note about some of the sponsors and how we weren't asking any questions about those. I just want to give you a little bit of a national news update, some stories you might not have heard about. You probably heard about this one. Sarah Palin said in an interview broadcast on Sunday that she would consider a run for the White House in 2012. Quote, if I believe that that's the right thing to do for our country and the Palin family, I say bring it on. Embarrass yourself. Bring it on, Sarah. Also, Obama plans bipartisan summit on health care. President Obama said Sunday that he would convene a half-day bipartisan health care session at the White House to be televised live this month, a high-profile gambit that will allow Americans to watch as Democrats and Republicans try to break their political impasse. Also, if you hadn't heard about this story, this is a crazy story. The Democratic nominee for Illinois Lieutenant Governor dropped out of the race Sunday night because it came out only after he was nominated that he had been arrested for domestic violence. Apparently put a knife to the throat of his girlfriend. Here's a good idea, Democrats in Illinois. Why don't you try to figure that out before you nominate the guy? It's also a sad story on the state of the media. Shouldn't the media have figured that out beforehand? All right, stick around. Dave Zirin on the politics of yesterday's Super Bowl. Up next.
It's time to shake those winter blues with the Comcast Red Hot Sale. For a limited time, get Comcast Digital TV for just $19.99 per month for 1 year. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Catch the hottest shows from network favorites like Project Runway on Lifetime, X-Men on History, Burn Notice on USA, and more. You can also stay on top of national news with CNN and Fox News Channel. You get all these and your local broadcast networks with crystal clear picture quality and sound, plus over 40 commercial-free music channels. Keep your TV kid-friendly with Comcast easy-to-use on-screen programs. Guide featuring parental controls. Your kids can watch great shows like Handy Manny on Disney Channel and Chowder on Cartoon Network. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Digital TV for a red-hot price, as low as $19.99 per month for 1 year. But hurry, sale ends February 14th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Offer ends 2/14/2010. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Must subscribe to Digital Economy TV. After promo, regular rate applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Whether you're buying a house or refinancing, Lennox Financial actually purchases on your behalf identity theft coverage for 12 full months after closing. The biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Turn to the left, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM 760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Just days after a 10-year-old study linking autism and vaccines was retracted by the journal that published it, there's new information that might explain some of the mysteries of autism.
Analyzing every birth in the state in the 1990s, University of California Davis researchers found that as the mother's age rises, autism risk increases.
That held regardless of what the father's age was.
Herbert Hertz-Pachoto, co-author of this study in autism research.
The father's age did have an effect if the mother was younger than 30.
And he was over 40. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Still a wintry mess in much of the mid-Atlantic. That includes Washington after the mammoth storm. Thousands are still without power in several states.
We have a lot of tree limbs, and in many instances, entire trees which have fallen on our lines and on our poles.
Sandra May is with a utility in southern New Jersey. More snow is expected to hit the area Tuesday night and Wednesday. There are probably plenty of big hangovers in the Big Easy after the Saints' thrilling Super Bowl win over the Colts in Miami.
After partying all night, Saints fans are now gearing up to welcome the team back at the airport. Thousands expected to line the road to cheer on the Saints and welcome them home.
It's the greatest thing ever, right here.
This is a dream come true.
Tomorrow night, hundreds of thousands to fill the streets for a Saints Super Bowl victory parade. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Nielsen Company says Super Bowl ratings were the highest in 23 years. At the Detroit airport, a security breach and part of a terminal evacuated today after travelers say a man walked through a screening checkpoint and didn't listen to security people.
They threw him across the back of the cruiser, and he started resisting arrest, trying to wiggle away, and the female officer was working to subdue him. And even after they pushed him into the back of the cruiser, he was still trying to get out when they slammed the door on him.
Defense Secretary Gates says it's time to send a message to Iran with increased sanctions.
We are very much agreed that action by the international community, it looks like, is now the next step.
He's in Paris meeting with European leaders. Iran told the international community today it will enrich uranium to higher levels, insisting it's only for research, but it does move the country closer to producing nuclear warheads. Well, some have had them canceled, but surveys indicate people who still have all of their credit cards are using them less. and using debit cards more. Scott Talbot of the Financial Services Roundtable says for some, it does cut the chance for deep debt.
If you force yourself to only spend the cash that you have and not borrow, then you've practiced good cash flow management. And that will help you stay within your budget and help you manage your cash better.
Right now on Wall Street this Monday morning, the Dow is down 4 points. The NASDAQ is up 5. This is CBS News.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared!
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This Valentine's Day, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. If it's just after 9 o'clock, the snow should be just about done.
It seems to like to get it during rush hour, and once again, we got a snow band that's sitting right over Denver here. By about 9 o'clock, it'll be moving out from north to south across the city. So just a quick inch of snow at just the right time.
He says by about 9 o'clock. National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Ginnestad says some areas have gotten about an inch of snow in just the last few hours. The NTSB says it could take up to 8 months to determine what caused the deadly plane collision above Boulder on Saturday. The FAA says one of the planes clipped a tow line of the other plane that was pulling a glider. Three people died, the two pilots and one passenger. They've been identified as Boulder attorney Bob Matthews, his brother Mark, and 25-year-old pilot Alexander Gilmer. The crash happened 3 miles northwest of the Boulder Municipal Airport. In sports, the Nuggets are off tonight. The Avs are at home to play the St. Louis Blues at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it is a miserable drive. Pretty much anywhere you're heading, some of the worst stretches are eastbound I-70, starting right around Sheridan, taking you all the way to Brighton Boulevard. Speeds are going to dip down into the single digits. Same deal both sides of I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. It's just a miserable ride. We just got word of a head-on accident. This is Arapahoe and Himalaya. Sounds like I said, a head-on accident. Westbound it's on 36. You're going to find speeds dip down into the single digits on that approach to Table Mesa. If you are on the highways, you're going to have to pretty much double or even triple your normal commute time due to these miserable driving conditions. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cold one today as well as cloudy with a high of only about 26, 25 degrees. We'll start to fall again once we get past 2 p.m. There is a 10% chance of seeing some snowfall later on tonight. It's going to be a cloudy day. Lows dropping into the single digits. Currently, 20 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You may. Winter driving is just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snow plow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It's probably one of those hangover days nationally. The Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. And joining us now, as promised from last week, we checked in with him before the Super Bowl. Now we're checking in with him after the Super Bowl, sports writer Dave Zirin. We're going to go over the Super Bowl, some of the political issues of the Super Bowl, talked about and not talked about. Before we get to Dave, I want to play this ad. This This is an ad that ran during the Super Bowl, because there was all the discussion about the Tim Tebow ad, and we'll get to a discussion about that in a second. But thinkprogress.org, on its website, the website of the Center for American Progress, notes that this ad somehow flew under the radar, under the controversial radar, the radar for controversy. This ad, sponsored by a right-wing think tank. Listen to this ad.
American taxpayers owe more than $500 million in interest payments every day to cover our government's debt. Much of that debt is owed to foreign governments. Go to defeatthedebt.com.
Now, you might say that ad is not controversial because it was stating facts. But, of course, you know that the whole push to discuss the debt in those inflammatory terms are being used to justify this so-called Medicare and Social Security Commission designed to gut Medicare and Social Security. So Dave Zirin, a sports writer of The Nation, I want to ask you this first question about the ads before we get to the production, the official production of the Super Bowl. Were there other ads like this that had that you would characterize as controversial political messages under the veneer of no controversy whatsoever? I mean, we know about the Tebow ad, but now we've got this. Were there any other examples in your mind?
Well, first of all, great to be on the show, David. Thanks so much for having me. Who dat, Saints, very happy they won, I think, first and foremost. Second of all, about the ads, I mean, first of all, so many of the ads are political just underneath the radar screen. I mean, so many of the ads this year were absolutely drenched in sexism. So many of the ads were also, in a bizarre way, drenched in a kind of homoeroticism. Like, there were so many ads of men in tidy whiteys. Mm-hmm. As it played for laughs throughout the commercial broadcast. And I kept wondering to myself, all right, so you can't have mancrunch.com during the Super Bowl, you know, an openly gay dating service, but you can have a lot of scantily clad men sort of played for laughs, quote-unquote, laughs in quote. But the ad you mentioned about China and the debt, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I was going to mention it regardless, because I was floored by it, absolutely floored. First, when the ad played, I was floored. Second, I was floored again when they played it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a technical glitch or what, but CBS has certainly taken this whole idea of having a policy against advocacy ads and just lit a huge bonfire on them. I mean, the ad was disgusting. It was a China-bashing ad. If I was a person of Chinese descent watching the Super Bowl, especially in a bar, I would have been like, where's the nearest exit? Because this is kind of ugly.
Yeah, and absolutely. And you clearly can't. I mean, look, you can have a debate, I guess, about whether it's a pure ad political, is a sexist ad political. I think it is. Some people would say it's not. This is clearly a political ad. I mean, it's clearly making a political statement. And what's actually, if you want to take it one step further, what's actually really, really fascinating about this is that I don't know if you saw the story a couple of weeks ago about how Pete Peterson, the Wall Street billionaire, has started this new publication called the Fiscal Times, and he is one of these guys who's been pushing to cut Medicare and Social Security, talking about the debt, and his stories from this thing called the Fiscal Times a couple of weeks ago ran on the front page of the Washington Post as just a straight news story. So there is this effort. What's fascinating is there's really this effort to get to a discussion about cutting Social Security and Medicare through a supposedly non-political discussion about the debt.
I view both, and I was aware of the Pete Peterson Fiscal Times story and the ad yesterday. I view it as a preemptive strike to frame the debate not in terms of taxing the rich in this country.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is.
It is a stone-cold fact that that is something that the government is going to have to deal with. But is it going to be dealt with on the basis of taking it out of the pockets of working people in this country, or is it going to be done by taking money out of the pockets of people who have benefited from the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the United States, which has taken place over the last generation from poor to rich? So I see it as a preemptive strike of trying to frame the debate. But to say something else about the ad itself, I mean, I got to go back to the racism here. I mean, you notice that they took great pains to make the kids in the ad incredibly multicultural and multiracial, except no Asian kids. Go back and look at it. No Asian kids.
That's a very, very good point. And we're going to post it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. I'm going to shoot a link over to Turk. We'll get it on our website as soon as we can. That's a really, really interesting point. There are no Asian kids, even though, as you say, a China-bashing ad. Again, on the line with us is Dave Zirin of the Nation. He's the sports writer there. You can find his website, edgeofsports.com. Now, we talked last
David,
week.
David, I got to jump in one more thing, though, because if you – I was just thinking to myself, what if David Sirota and Dave Zirin here, and, hey, John Turk, too, let's bring him in on it. What if we produced the ad? And we wanted to do something about the debt. I mean, think about how different it would be. You've got the message of the debt, but we might say something about the $1 trillion that's been borrowed to pay for the occupation in Iraq. We might say something about the Bush tax cuts. We might say something about the bank bailouts.
Well, let me ask you that question then. Because that there's two issues there. There's a matter of me and you don't have and Turk don't have $2-2.5 million to buy a spot. But let's say that we did. Let's say that we went to CBS and we made an ad. Here's our $2.5 million CBS, and our ad is about how we're wasting we're spending this money in Iraq and Afghanistan. George Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy were the biggest part of the deficit. If we went to them with almost the exact same ad, let's say it was the exact same ad except what the kids were reading was a message like that. In your mind, do you think CBS would have said no way?
No way and no how. And there is no doubt in my mind.
Well, why is that? What is the basis? What do you think the basis for that decision would be? Because we had a debate about this, and people said, well, it's because, you know, it's not that CBS management is ideologically conservative. They're just guessing what won't turn their audience off. Is that what would be going on?
No, I mean, I think you can't separate it from ideology at all. And otherwise, why even run a Focus on the Family ad? This isn't, I'm talking about the Tebow ad
right
now, or why run the ad as it was last night? I think, yes, there is the consideration, will it turn our audience off? And the Tebow ad, as an example of that, was cut and pruned by CBS producers to the point of which it basically was like some sort of bizarre, almost quasi-romantic, I love my mom ad, with then the link, go to Focus on the Family and
right
learn the Tebow's full story. And that was CBS's doing. They pruned that because they realized, I believe, with the amount of public outcry, that they didn't want to offend their audience. And with the Bash China ad, one, obviously they kept it under wraps very successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think it absolutely reflects the ideological disposition of the people who run CBS. Why would we think anything else at this point?
Yeah,
And when you couple that with the fact that we know that the Super Bowl is a day steeped in nationalism, I think what some of the people in your room there, your boardroom or wherever you guys talk, your break room, were saying is absolutely true. They did not see it as being out of tune with their audience's expectations.
That's exactly right. It's one and the same. 9:15 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us is Dave Zirin, the sports writer for The Nation. Find his work, edgeofsports.com. You just mentioned nationalism built into the Super Bowl. Okay, so forgetting the ads for a second, the actual production of the event that we know as the Super Bowl, what stood out in your mind, I guess, along those lines? Anything egregious, anything over the top, or was it sort of more of the same that we've gotten used to?
Well, honestly, I wish there was a way I could explain this, and I have no idea what the deal was, but I watched the game last night at the Iraq Veterans Against the War House. We had a anti-militarization Super Bowl party here in Washington, D.C. And one of the guys there in IVAW, they counted last year the number of times the camera went to the troops watching the game, whether in Afghanistan or Iraq or what have you. And last year there were 32 trips to where the troops were watching the game. 32 times the camera went back.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we only count, I mean, maybe we're wrong about this, but we only counted one, maybe two.
What do you think that says?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Last year, you had David Petraeus also throw the coin
right
for the game. So it seems like a step away from the abject nationalism as part of the production took place. Of course, you still had the fighter jets going overhead. You still had the military civilian ceremony beforehand. But the only thing that I could think of is that, I don't know, that maybe there were technical issues with going back and forth, but that's not a very satisfying political.
Well, it may be, if I can throw out a guess.
Off-cutting is possible, too?
It could be that. It also could be, and I've talked about this with my wife recently, which is that it really seems like the Iraq and Afghanistan wars right now are kind of, to use a phrase, off the front page. It's like, I don't want to say they're the forgotten wars, because we're not forgetting them here, and a lot of people aren't forgetting them, but that it's sort of like not front and center in the news debate and the news discussion, whereas last year it certainly was, because it was right after the end of a very contested and heated presidential campaign. Maybe that was what was going on.
I think you're right about that, because I know that as we here in Washington, D.C., have been trying to figure out, like, okay, so we had large demonstrations under Bush. What makes the demonstrations so much smaller now? Why is it so much more difficult to build resistance to war and militarism? I mean, we were talking about this last night in the IVAW house, and what we came up with was like, okay, Iraq, you have this huge U.S. force in Iraq, but the general narrative is off the front page, and the general narrative is Obama's ending the war. Therefore, we don't have to do anything about
That's right. That's right. It's no longer a political issue, even if it's an issue actually taking place in the real world. If it's not in the political debate and discussion, because, oh, he's supposedly just ending the war, and I underscore the word supposedly, then it's just not, it's not a flashpoint for debate,
yeah.
even though it certainly should be. What about? I read on your Twitter feed you were mentioning it was a certain sponsor of one of the actual was it the sponsor of the halftime show?
Yeah, Bridgestone.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, this is actually a campaign I've been involved with in years past, working with the Institute for Policy Studies on this and the International Labor Rights Foundation. People can look up these groups online if you want more information about this. But Bridgestone Firestone is the sponsor of the halftime show. It was last year, will be for the future. I mean, they've spent a lot of money to have their name attached to whatever geriatric rock group takes center stage in their effort to erase our minds from the specter of Janet Jackson's bosom.
Right. And instead we got Pete Townsend's gut.
Yeah, exactly. That was disturbing. I'll tell you something. Like Bridgestone Firestone, they have a very, very ugly history in Liberia. They own 1 million acres of rubber trees, a huge rubber plantation out there that they lease for $1 an acre. They have a 100-year contract out there in Liberia, and there have been some incredibly heated labor struggles out there as the workers in Liberia have attempted to organize. People have died, people have been disappeared in the effort, and all of this takes place in a place called Harbel in Liberia, which is named after Harvey Firestone and his wife Belle, who were the founders of Bridgestone Firestone, even though they never actually went to Liberia in the first place. So you got a pretty ugly colonial makeup there. And Bridgestone, the fact that they are now planted as part of the Super Bowl every year, I mean, it's just something that we're continuing to try to raise awareness around as we build solidarity with the workers.
And it's really incredible when you step back and you start thinking about who is really paying for this production. I mean, mm-hmm. when you really start asking those questions, it really starts to become and those questions, you know, nobody really asks. But when you really start thinking about who is actually paying for this, it starts to get really, really kind of you're going down the rabbit hole. And let me ask you one final question. Out of all of the isms that we see in at a televised spectacle like a Super Bowl. Right, there's racist portrayals sometimes,
sure.
there's sexist portrayals. It was my take that what we saw the most of last night, just as a production. I mean, there was so much sexism in some of these ads. It was, but did you see that ad, the one where, I forget who it was, I don't know the name of the woman, she was in the bubble bath, and then there was the she was going to take a picture of herself on her phone, and it sort of showed like every guy like crashing their car because they're, you know, they would be like drooling because she was kind of like half naked. I mean, to me, that was like when I thought about that, and then I thought about the ads that you're not allowed to have, that you weren't allowed to have. It just seems to me that this event, out of all the isms, is really, really still drenched in sexism.
Yeah, GoDaddy.com. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you something, too. Like, the thing about it that I think is good to think about in that context, because, first of all, I agree with you, but It's that women are the number one growing sector of fans of the National Football League. So if you go and if you go to an NFL game, it's surprising how gender equal it is. It's not like going to like a UFC event or something.
Right.
It's like 90% plus male. I mean, so if you think about it from a purely economic perspective, they should be catering to their female audience.
And they don't.
And I think that says something about sexism at the highest echelons of both the National Football League as well as network television. And it's something that should be openly combated, because the only reason why all these organizations like Bridgestone, the sexism, everything, the only reason they glom onto the Super Bowl is because it is such an awesome spectacle. It unites the national gaze, so they all want their piece of the action.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Dave Zirin, again, find his website, edgeofsports.com. It's always a pleasure, man. You are, I'm telling you, we get instant messages about you all the time. You're one of my favorite guests, and I know the audience's favorite guests. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, okay, man?
Hey, anytime, David.
All right, talk to you soon. 923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the phones after the break. What were your thoughts of the Super Bowl? 303-713-7600. Is Dave Zirin right? Was there a lot of sexism? What disturbed you about the event? And what did you like about the event? 303-713-7600. And also, because I really want you to think about this. This is a crazy story that's happening right here in Colorado, if you really think about it. The Capitol Dome, listed as one of the top 10 most endangered historical sites in Colorado. And the state does not have money, apparently, to renovate the Capitol Dome. So the plan is, one major plan being floated, is to raise corporate money from corporate donors to help renovate the Capitol Dome in exchange for, on the scaffolding, sheets that have the corporate emblems of those who contribute to renovating the dome. So, you know, we talk about how, you know, politicians should wear the names of their corporate sponsors on their back. We might literally have corporate logos on our Capitol Dome. What do you think about that?
Now, Dave, this is just going to be during construction, right?
Just during construction, right.
It's just going to be on the scaffolding, and then as soon as they're done renovating it,
yes,
they go away.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So the question is whether people are comfortable with this, with our major symbol of government here in the state being not just renovated by private corporate contributions. I mean, and then you ask yourself, well, what are they getting in return, right? Corporations don't give away millions of dollars out of the goodness of their own heart. But literally the visual, you are going to see corporate logos festooned across the top of Colorado's major symbol of government. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Is it fitting? Or is it grotesque? Or is it both? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is still super nasty out there. This snow has really stuck to the roads, and it's caused some really slow conditions around town. Basically stopped on 225 both directions. Northbounders from Parker Road up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders from Iliff all the way down to 25. Also looking at slow jams on the turnpike. Eastbounders, Wadsworth to 25. Westbounders, Flatiron Circle out to Table Mesa Drive. Still several accidents on the freeways out there. Westbound I-70 at Highway 58. Eastbound I-70 Havana, one on southbound I-25 near Colorado Boulevard, and still got this three-car crash northbound 225 after Colfax. Police taking about an hour or so to respond to calls on surface street accidents to see, you know, how many there are out there. Your forecast today, light snow flurries around the metro should wrap up before noon. Skies will clear, but cold temps and an afternoon high of 25. Right now, 23 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
10, 9, 8. As this year gets underway, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight. Join Weight Watchers for free right now. Weight Watchers breaks weight loss down into achievable steps so you can start off right, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit weightwatchers.com and join for free today. Weight Watchers. Stop dieting. Start living. Registration fee waived. Must pay meeting fees. Valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
Tom Harmon here to tell you about Independent Power Systems. Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules and a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Join Independent Power Systems in booth 1275 at the Colorado Home and Garden Show February 13 to the 21st to find out how there's still time to save up to 60% on solar with rebates and incentives. Say hi to the solar backpacker on the show floor for a chance to win the solar backpack or a free home energy audit. So visit Independent Power Systems at the Colorado Home and Garden Show in booth 1275 to learn more. Be sure to drop by Independent Power Systems North Boulder Shop for Solar Community Night the second Thursday of every month. Call 303-443-0115, 303-443-0115, or visit solarips.com/KKZN to learn more. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming fast. Pro Flowers is offering one dozen roses starting at just $19.99. That's $19.99 for one dozen roses with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Plus, get a free glass vase when you order today. Where else can you find Valentine's roses for just $19.99? The guaranteed delivery by Valentine's Day? Click on the Pro Flowers ad show now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password HOT19. Order now.
928 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Your thoughts about the Super Bowl. What'd you think? You like it? You hate it? What specifically did you like? What specifically did you hate? And also, local news story of the day. The Colorado Preservation Inc. named the top 10 most endangered historical places in Colorado. And one of them is the Colorado Capitol Dome. The state apparently does not have the money, somewhere between 20 and 30 million bucks, to fix the Colorado Capitol Dome. It hasn't been renovated or really maintained structurally for about 100 years. So the plan is to raise private donations, private corporate donations, to fix the dome. And in exchange, during construction, corporations will have their logos festooned on top of the Capitol Dome. What do you think about this? 303-713-7600. Is it telling? Is it appropriate? If the, you know, some people say, well, the corporations already own our government, why not just be open about it? Or are you repulsed? I mean, what about the idea of private money fixing our public building, where legislation to potentially regulate those private corporations is made? Do you think that's just one step too far? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. We'll go to Nikki in Denver. Nikki, you're on AM 760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't think that we should have any corporate sponsorship for building, the construction on the Capitol. I think it's a terrible idea. I don't understand why they don't bring that issue to the public and at least give us the option to try to pay for that ourselves. I think you're right that if you said this, I thought that's what I heard you say, that it kind of gives them a leg in to government, albeit small. It's a leg in, and I don't think overall we want more company intervention in our government. We want less.
That's exactly where I am, although then the question becomes, well, are you willing to pay, you know, in theory, higher taxes to make sure that the dome is renovated?
Well, I think that's the price we pay for the government that we have. You have to pay for things. That's the problem that we have now in Washington. People, for some reason, think you don't have to pay for things. I think when there's a balance and people understand the things that we do, the services that we offer, they got to be paid for.
I'm with you, Nikki, on that. I mean, I think this is a symbol, right? A falling down Capitol Dome is a symbol of a larger problem in this state that we don't want, that we have such an anti-tax, me first, screw everybody else attitude when it comes to taxes and funding our basic infrastructure of government, that quite literally the symbol of democracy in Colorado is falling down. And
right.
And the conservatives will argue to you, they'll say to you and me, they'll say, well, look, I mean, Sirota, Nikki, if corporations, if private interests want to pay to renovate the building and save taxpayers a few bucks, why shouldn't we let them?
Well, the problem with that is influence. and how much influence do we want them to have over what goes on in our government, our local government.
And that's where I am, because, you know, this is the same argument. I should mention this. It's the same argument that people make about the presidential inauguration festivities, right? Mm-hmm. People say, well, why should, you know, oh, the government shouldn't pay for the inauguration festivities. The candidates or whoever is elected president should be able to raise unlimited amounts of corporate money to save taxpayer money. And your argument, I think, is exactly right. Well, it may save taxpayer money now in the short term, but it's an investment strategy by those corporations to get a lot more taxpayer money back later on. So if a defense contractor invests in a presidential inauguration, let's say they give $1 million to a presidential inauguration, well, it's $1 million, but then let's say that $1 million buys them access to the right policymakers that gets them a $3 billion federal contract. You know, that's a really good investment, and taxpayers do not win out in that.
Well, and my the other question that I would raise about this is why is that their first option anyway, is to go to corporations? That doesn't seem like a good decision.
My guess is they would say, look, we're trying to raise the money from any private source, and they're not just saying corporations. We take it from wealthy individuals or grassroots fundraising. But the point is, you're exactly right. I mean, once you start literally selling off pieces of our government, you can't also complain that the investors you sold it off to all of a sudden have outsized influence over what our government is doing in our name. It's a great point. Hey, Nikki, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Vince in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760.
Hello, this is Vince. And Dave, I love your show.
Thanks, man.
You're spot on with what you're saying. You can't sell, you know, the government isn't for sale. Whatever happened to for the people, by the people, not for the U.S. corporations by the U.S. corporations. And it's exactly like you said. Once you allow them in, they're not going to leave the table.
Yeah, and I think that this whole idea that, oh, you know, because the corporation is nice, oh, it might be right. The way I try to explain to people that it's not out of anybody's goodness of their heart is this. Look, the CEOs of companies, of big companies, they are legally obligated. They have a fiduciary responsibility to maximize profit, right? That's their legal responsibility.
Exactly.
So when they give away money, when they give money to some sort of cause, right, they are fulfilling that fiduciary responsibility in the sense that they know they aren't doing it just out of altruism. There's an ulterior motive there.
Exactly. And they're doing it because they think that $1 million or $10 is going to have a return on it down the road. And people have to understand, you're right, we have to pay for services. I mean, everyone wants to say, not in all these NIMBYs, not in my backyard. Well, you know what? The roads need to be paved. The bridges need to be fixed. We can't keep cutting taxes and wonder why our roads and bridges are falling down.
And now the Capitol Dome.
The Capitol Dome, which is, it's ironic that it's falling down and we're saying, okay, let's have corporate America come pay for it.
And that's why I raised it, because it is a telling example of where we are going, where the debate is going. And I appreciate the call, Vince. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Getting back to the Super Bowl for a second, I loved the game, but I was disturbed by some of those ads.
Which ones bothered you?
The combination of the focus on the family ad where Tebow tackles his mother, and the other ad, which I can't even remember the product anymore, where somebody tackles Betty White.
The Snickers ad.
Snickers.
Right.
My mom is 95. Such a tackle would have, she will be on Valentine's Day. Such a tackle would have killed her. Why are we glorifying violence against women as entertainment?
You know, that's a really good point in the sense that, because I was struck by that as well. It's not even just violence against women, although I agree with you. A lot of these ads are just violent, right? They're just straight up. I saw a couple ads where there's a lot of hitting of people. A lot of these ads are straight up violent. Now, somebody arguing against me would say, well, Sirota, you know, football is violent. And that's absolutely true. That's something we don't talk about at all. And I don't mean to ruin the sport. I don't want to be a party pooper on the sport because I've been a football fan. But the game itself And now the ads around the game are embedded with violence in them, with physical violence. It's something that it's so ubiquitous in the game and the ads around it that we almost don't notice it. It's a really great point. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. 37 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we'll do a little news of the weird, then take more of your calls. Should the Capitol Dome, which is now apparently starting to fall down, should we maintain it with corporate dollars in exchange for putting corporate logos on the dome? 303-713-7600, that's the plan. Also, your thoughts on the Super Bowl. What'd you like? What didn't you like? 303-713-7600. We'll also check your instant messages. We're getting them right now. I'll read some after the break as well, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still really slow-going freeways, just jammed up in and out of Denver and in Boulder even. Westbound Turnpike, Flatiron Circle to Table Mesa. Traffic's barely moving there. Also coming in from Broomfield, sluggish from the eastbound side, Wadsworth 25. Three-car crash still messing things up in Aurora on 225. Northbound side after Colfax. Jams on 225. Really nasty. Northbound side all the way from the spillway up to 70. Southbounders from Mississippi down to 25. Got a crash southbound I-25 at Colorado. One on eastbound I-70 at Havana. Opposing lanes out in the far end, west end anyway. Westbound I-70 near Highway 58. Police taking over an hour to report to any accidents on the surface streets. So you may want to double, maybe even triple your time heading to work or wherever you happen to be going this Monday morning. Forecast, light snow through 11 o'clock with just about another inch total. Clear sky, cold temps, highs in the mid-20s, currently 22 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You made Subway footlongs famous, so we're making any regular footlong a $5 footlong. That's right, any regular made-to-order footlong is $5. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh. Excludes premium subs, prices, and participation may vary.
It's tax time. Are you ready for your refund? Start your online tax return process today. No math, no hassle, and no confusing tax forms to choose. eFile.com does it all for you. Go to eFile.com to get your maximum refund faster. And best of all, see if you qualify for a free federal tax return this year. Prepare your taxes online, click eFile, and you're done. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
Less taxing, more yours at eFile.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First bid auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
This year, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight with a plan that does. Weight Watchers Online. It's Weight Watchers, but it's completely online with 31,000 food options, 1,800 recipes, and restaurant guides. And customizable so you can live life, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Sign up for free. Go to WeightWatchers.com and start today. Weight Watchers Online. Stop dieting. Start living. Sign up eBay to purchase a 3-month savings plan. Automatically renews until you cancel. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
To how good it is, it's hard to get good vegetarian and vegan food. Although, again, it's not only vegetarian and vegan food there. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86 in Sheridan and Westminster. Mention this ad, tell them Sirota sent you, and get 10% off your bill. Check their website, theyakandyeti.com. And if you go, make sure to ask if they got their chai stout beer. It is my favorite. It is reason enough, reason alone to go out there, much less the awesome food out there. Again, theyakandyeti.com. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Earning your trust. It's how Midas earns your business. Come to Midas for a brake inspection. If your brake pads or shoes need replacing, our Secure Stock Brake Service is only $99.99 per axle. And the pads or shoes are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. No wonder Midas is America's leader in brakes. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Here on AS760 for talk. Before we get to the calls about whether corporate logos should be. I want to do our news. Weird. There it is. There's the weird. Ohio Strip Club hosts lap dances for Haiti. This is from Toledo. Strip Club in Ohio has raised $1,000 for Haitian earthquake relief. And what was billed as a lap dances for Haiti. That's the festival. Marilyn Monroe in Toledo donated the 10% Saturday to an organization that marks food and food. This is charity gone creative. Pot smoker accused of trying to bribe urine tester. This is out of Grand Junction, Colorado. A pot smoking parolee in Colorado faces criminal charges. Allegedly offering a cash bribe to try to pass a drug test. Police said a 34-year-old man tried January 3rd to bribe a state worker to allow him to use a device called a Whizinator to pass a drug test he had to take while on parole. The man allegedly said he had a medical marijuana card, though officials couldn't confirm whether that was true. This headline out of Michigan. Sledder 62 hurt when improvised rocket blows up. A 62-year-old sledder looking for a burst of power got it when the homemade rocket strapped to his back exploded, burning him over nearly 20% of his body. That is ridiculous and frightening. A red-faced banker in Sydney, Australia, has been caught looking at racy, near-nude photographs on his computer with his actions broadcast live on Australian television. This Macquarie private wealth employee clicked up the image of Australian model Miranda Kerr, unaware a colleague nearby was doing a live television interview about the Australian economy. And you got to make sure to know what's going on around you. This from Johannesburg. A South African minibus taxi driver, five times over the legal blood alcohol limit at breakfast time, was arrested on Wednesday for transporting 49 children in a 16-seat vehicle. There's just so many things wrong with that story. Pet owner killed by dogs after saving them from death. A Slovenian man who saved his three dogs from being put down for attacking humans was himself mauled to death by them, police said last week. That's out of Slovenia. Really, really crazy. And then this last one. Beer may be good for your bones. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. If you downed one too many while watching the Super Bowl yesterday, here's one reason to hold your head high. Drinking beer can be good for your health. But seriously, a new analysis of 100 commercial beers shows the hoppy beverage is a significant source of at least dietary silicon, a key ingredient for bone health. There you go. So, some positive effects of beer beyond the tastes. 9:45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. Do you think the Colorado State government should fund the renovation of its Capitol Dome or let it fall into disrepair, the dome being named the top most endangered historical site in Colorado? And idea is that the state government somehow doesn't have enough money to fix it because of our budget crisis. And so the plan is to raise money from corporations to fix it with in exchange for the private donations. The scaffolding that we put up around the dome will have the corporate's logo on it. Is this acceptable or not acceptable? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also feel free to weigh in on the Super Bowl. Did you like it? Did you hate it? What about it? Did you like? What about it? Did you not like or were offended by? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Roy and Greeley. Roy, you're on AM 760.
Am I on?
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, number one, I believe that, we've been there before.
We've been where before?
I forget how many years ago it was, but they, the same argument, they wanted to try to fix the Capitol Dome, I think that actually since that place is a symbolic, representation of the state of Colorado, Denver is in fact it's the largest city in the state of Colorado. I'm living right now in Greeley, and we're going through the same things.
Yeah, well, the question is whether there's something wrong with the state not fixing its own infrastructure, the public infrastructure, and the state relying on corporate interests to do the fixing.
Well, I think I just can't help but think that you know, nationwide, we have. I used to live in Washington D.C. I used to work for the government, for NASA. And I'm a scientist. I like the space program. And if you know what's happening with the space
program. Yeah, the space program's being cut. That's exactly right.
It's being chopped totally. And guess who's taking it over?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And look, the issue is, again, the issue is, are we willing to pay for these things or are we not? It's that clear a choice. My column last week in the Denver Post, you can find it at am760.net. My column is all about this. And we see Colorado Springs making the other choices to basically shut down public services. By the way, Sean Page, the city councilman down there on the Huffington Post, up at the Huffington Post today, attacks me in my column. You can check it out at Huffington Post. And that's the question before us. Are we going to pay for the things we need or are we not? Roy, thanks for the call. Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave, mostly I want to talk about the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't understand your big deal, the problem you had with the Who. They're on CBS. Naturally, they're going to do a medley of CBS TV theme shows.
Oh, I don't have a real problem with them. I mean, I'm not saying I have, like, a serious problem. I'm saying as a Who fan, right?
Yeah,
just as a Who fan, I'm just like, not that they haven't gone corporate before, but my point here is only that that the Who, to hear them play this kind of anti-establishment anthem at the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not saying like it's a big public outrage. It's just sort of like ironic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And part of it, I mean, I liked the game. I was very entertained by the game, but I've also noticed that most of the conversation about last evening was about anything but the game. They're not talking about the game. They're talking about the commercials. They're talking about Tim Tebow. They're talking about corporate sponsorship by the Who. And the game itself is a very, very small part of the whole spectacle, which, as a football fan, kind of makes me, you know, disappointed.
Yeah, oh, I hear that. I mean, and I hear that a lot, right, from sports purists. You know, the game, the Super Bowl has become, the game is like sort of an incidental thing. It's not even about the game anymore, and I completely hear that. As a sports purist, I totally sympathize with that argument. It really isn't anymore about the game. But at least yesterday's game was actually a pretty good game. The part of the production that was the game, it was a good game. Hey, Will, thanks for the call. Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM760.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Hey. A little more irony about the Who, and you know, I used to be a fan, and so forth, but. About, I don't know, several years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, Pete Townsend was arrested in England for pedophilia.
That's right. That's right. Or not pedophilia, but looking at I think it was, he was alleged. He was alleged. You always have to stress that. He was accused. I think they settled out of court. But he was accused of downloading child pornographic pictures on his hard drive. I think they settled out of court. I think I'm not speaking out of turn when I say that. And he was asked about this, right? He was asked. They said, you know, if the Who are supposed to be so non-controversial, why are you putting a guy like Pete Townsend up there? And he said, well, you know, you got to look at the details of the case. By the way, I'm not defending Pete Townsend at all. But I agree. It was. It sort of glossed over. Nobody really asked those questions at all. And they were certainly, as you say, worth asking. 951 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Take a couple more of your calls. We're getting your instant messages here. I'll read the best of the instant messages as well after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it is starting to loosen up just a little bit on the freeways, but really slow speeds. Only seeing volumes decrease, but nothing really popping up yet. Traffic barely moving on 25 northbound between C-470 all the way up to around DU past Evans. Also southbounders jamming up 48th past Spear. Also heavy up leaving Northland 136th down to 84th. C-470 behind westbound side Kipling to I-70. Eastbound side from Kipling all the way to 25. That seems to be the starting point. Also heavy jams on I-70 westbound side between 225 and Colorado. Again, Tower Road Chambers as you're getting out of Aurora there. It is extremely slippery out there, so do be careful. Forecast today should be Light snow through about noon. Should wrap up about then. Skies will clear, but cold temps. Afternoon highs around 25, currently 24 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sandwich is back at Arby's. A delicious crispy fish fillet with lettuce, tomato, and a tangy tartar sauce. Come in today and get two fish sandwiches for just $5. And don't forget the curly fries and a drink for a limited time only. So get yours today. I'm thinking Arby's.
10, 9, 8. As this year gets underway, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight. Join Weight Watchers for free right now. Weight Watchers breaks weight loss down into achievable steps so you can start off right, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit WeightWatchers.com and join for free today. Weight Watchers, stop dieting, start living. Registration fee waived. Must pay meetings fees. Valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
Michael Hawes is here. Program manager of Medtronic in Louisville and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was trained as an engineer and enrolled in the CU Executive MBA program because I knew I needed to transform my skill set. I knew people who had graduated from the program and their career took off. Now I know why. The faculty and staff are top-notch and the whole experience exceeded my expectations.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
The new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
All right, some instant messages we're getting here, because we always get all of your instant messages. Let's read a couple here. This is from one listener. What was disturbing to me about the Super Bowl is why the Super Bowl is now American Idol for geriatrics. If it was the Gong Show, The Who would have been gonged after the first off-key solo. Kind of hard to imagine a teenage wasteland when grandpa is telling you about it. That's really true. Here's about my column in Sunday's paper. You can check it out, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. It was about 80s and 90s movies. We're going to be talking about it tomorrow, Time Warp Tuesday. This is Sirota. I liked your column in Sunday's paper. I love movies from the past in all decades. We're going to be some people think that I was insulting old movies. We'll discuss that again tomorrow. But check it out at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And here's from another listener. Hey, Dave, slapstick comedy and sex are nothing new to commercials. I think it's oversensitivity about sex, nudity, etc. That's the problem in the U.S. Now, there's a good point to that. Certainly a good point. Here's another one here. I, for one, am sick to death of companies using every single excuse to advertise. Well, that's what the Super Bowl has become. This is from CJ. Why doesn't the state just raise taxes, particularly on the wealthy, and pay for the Capitol Dome? That way, we the people get to say exactly what is done with that money. We are selling our souls. And this is from PG Music. Hi, Dave. The best thing about the Super Bowl broadcast was seeing Zach Starkey playing drums for The Who. He's Ringo's son. And yes, he is Ringo's son. And yes, he is a much better drummer, I think, than his father. We'll go back to the phones. Diane in Westminster. Diane, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to weigh in on the dome, the Capitol Dome.
Yes, ma'am.
I think no money from corporations and no signs, because there'll just be strings attached.
Hey, that's where I am, but the issue is, and I assume you are, but you're ready to pay some higher taxes in order to make sure the dome doesn't fall apart.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, so am I. But, of course, we're already having this tax debate. And you know what somebody else would say? I'm going to play another devil's advocate. Well, we could raise taxes, but shouldn't the tax money we raise, shouldn't that revenue go to something like schools? Shouldn't it go to something like anti-homeless programs? Something more viscerally important.
Well, I think all those things are very important, too, but I just cannot see any more strings attached to the people that are going to put the money out there.
Yeah, that's where I am. And you know what?
Those kind of people.
Yeah.
I mean, to the people that pay taxes, I think, I don't know, you know, we had a school thing a bond in our school district a couple years ago, and I full-fledged supported it when I heard my neighbors saying, well, our kids don't go there anymore. Hey, you know what? Taxes serve a very important purpose.
Well, that's your neighbors are giving you a good view into the me first, screw everybody else. If it's important to me, it's important. If it's not important to me, it's not important. That attitude, and that is a pernicious attitude, and we have got to fight it. We have got to go up against it. Hey, Diane, thanks so much. Call.
You're welcome. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks. Robert in Colorado Springs. Robert, 30 seconds. Fire away.
This might not be the perfect solution, but it could be a compromise, is that you would allow corporations to contribute money, but that they would have to do so in a more altruistic fashion, meaning that the total amount would be separated up equally among corporations willing to contribute, and that any corporation in any particular industry that contributed would also have to be matched by a competitor within the same industry.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. I still don't think it solves the fundamental question that these corporations would be buying something, but it's not a bad idea. All right. That's it for the show. Stay warm out there.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, are there any injuries?
I don't know. I'm in a ditch.
I am going to get the 911 center on the line.
Emergency line.
OnStar emergency calling. I have a vehicle crash on Highway 16.
What happened?
I hit black ice. I've got a headache.
I have her east of Highway 97. I also have a latitude and longitude.
Okay, that helps. Are you at the ski hill?
Yeah.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
Help is on the way. We have fire and EMS heading out there to you.
I am still on the line. Do you have a blanket you can put on?
Yes, I had a couple of quilts in the back seat. I think they just got here.
All right, then. Please know we're here when you need us.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
A half Arnold Palmer and chicken salad sandwich. Just a half.
It's not a half a meal. It's a half-price gift certificate to Wash Park Grill. Go to AM760.net
and click Bargain Watch.
Great deals, coupons, and savings. Brought to you by Comcast. AM760.